Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Remembering the victims and the horrors of 9/11. That story in a moment, but first, many tears have been shed, prayers offered for the late Charlie Kirk. Vigils have been held for the young conservative champion assassinated yesterday by a gunman who remains at large. President Trump calls a Turning Point USA CEO and Salem radio talk host a martyr for truth and freedom.
Years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
Charlie Kirk was felled by a single bullet fired from a distant rooftop. The assassin escaped amid the chaos on the Utah Valley University campus. 31 years of age, the outspoken Christian conservative leaves behind a wife and two young children, and a legacy that lives on. 24th anniversary of a very dark day in American history will not pass unnoticed.
President Trump will participate in a 9/11 observance at the Pentagon, while Vice President Vance will mark the day at Ground Zero in New York City. The White House says the president will then travel to New York and will attend an evening Yankees game in the Bronx.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. A student shot and wounded two of his peers yesterday afternoon at a suburban Denver high school before killing himself. Happened at Evergreen High, about 30 miles west of Denver. In New York City, a 42-year-old man is under arrest, accused of torturing and murdering an elderly couple in Queens, then setting their home ablaze. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 50 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3. Chuck?
And some light rain in the area this morning. Already some problems. Interloop ramp from the Beltway to northbound 83. There's a wreck on that ramp. I can see the traffic behind the trees just crawling onto the ramp. That's a sharp ramp, big curve there. Of course, you know that if you go there every day. We're going to back up as you're coming over from the JFX to take that ramp. And it might just be a single lane. Near the airport, there was a wreck about 25 minutes ago. Aviation Boulevard, that's 170 at Amtrak Way. So that's just south of I-195. And there's a wreck near the rest area in Howard County, northbound 95, backing us up after the interchange at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees, also 64 in Hunt Valley on Talk Radio 680. 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive. Maryland's governor reacting to Wednesday's shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk during an event that he was at Utah Valley University. Governor Moore said Maryland, the country, and the world saw yet another act of heinous political violence on American soil, and he is sending prayers to Kirk's family and loved ones. The president of the Towson University chapter of Turning Point USA has issued a statement following the killing of the organization's CEO and co-founder, Charlie Kirk. Brendan Hegberg says he is devastated to hear about Mr. Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University, and his thoughts and prayers go out to Charlie's family and all those close to him. Hegberg says Kirk died a warrior of the Constitution, someone who never backed down from a debate, and someone who honored every element of what it means to be an American. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris has issued a statement following yesterday's shooting. First District Rep says he is lifting up Charlie Kirk, his wife, children, and all those impacted by the horrific shooting in his prayers. Harris also chairs the House Freedom Caucus, and a statement from the caucus says Charlie's vision for America and its youth will endure through the countless lives he inspired. 6:05 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 517, your pick 4, 2913. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart. Apply code TOGETHER at checkout and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You can speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Another walk-off for the Orioles last night.
And now, it's all stuffed for Beavers in his 20th Major League game. Ground ball foul! The Orioles do it again! They don't always win games, but when they do, they prefer walk-offs.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers walks it off for Baltimore. The fourth straight for the Birds as they beat the Pirates and withstand Paul Skeens last night. 2-1 was the final in 10 innings. Post-game reaction, here it is from the Beaver.
I try to slow my heart rate down, just take deep breaths. Not ideal going down 0-2 there, but I knew I had to put something in play, try and get the job done with no answer.
Can you believe what Beavers has done in 20 games and Basayo as well? John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills addressing the media, asked about his team's focus in the wake of the loss to the Buffalo on Sunday night.
The opportunity of failure or disappointment is the opportunity that brings into sharp focus all the things that you need to get better, because every single person is looking at every single thing that they didn't do as well as they wanted to do in their mind, because we have accountable guys saying, that's on me. If I'd have made that play, if I'd have done that better, if I'd have made that decision, whatever it is, all of us, that would have been the difference in the game.
Ravens open up as a 10.5-point favorite this Sunday against the Browns. Coming up in 30 minutes, Joe Flacco and his bond with Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Tom
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, September the 11th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this morning, leftists, media, Muslims, communities, communists rather, in some communities celebrating the death of conservative icon Charlie Kirk. Lauren Boebert asking for a moment of silence on the House floor yesterday. We're greeted by jeers and noes by the Democrats. But our top story here today, rising star, conservative icon, and head of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated yesterday at the age of 31, leaving his wife Erica and two small young children behind. Most of America is in mourning this morning, President Trump included.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America. He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith, and we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven. Our prayers are with his wife, Erica, the two young, beloved children, and his entire family, who he loved more than anything in the world. We ask God to watch over them in this terrible hour of heartache and pain.
Indeed, yeah. It is. And once again, I have to tell you, Bruce, I am stunned but not shocked.
Yeah, same here.
I'm stunned by not shocked because of the ongoing attempts by some in this country, radical left, whatever you want to call it, deep state. I don't know who was behind this
not yet. Not yet.
But they tried to kill our president twice. They tried to kill Justice Kavanaugh. They tried to kill Steve Scalise. Now we have citizens being slaughtered in light trains. And we have people like Charlie Kirk, who, by the way, he would go to these college campuses and
in order to engage
civil discourse. They were called the "Prove Me Wrong." He would sit under a tent with a microphone. People were allowed to come up. Liberals, conservatives, didn't matter what your political stripe was. Charlie wanted to engage with these individuals and see if he could freely debate, discuss ideas, and converse in a civil, peaceful manner. But that's not good enough for some people. Some people, they want to silence you.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, permanently.
Yeah.
And this is where we are today. These are troubled times in which we live. There's a spiritual battle, a moral and religious battle going on for our culture, for the American fabric. And I have never seen it this way. And this, On the 24 years ago, do you remember how united we were as a country?
Yeah, 24 years ago today on 9/11, after the events. And see where we have come since then, Sean. You now instead have a situation where 24 years ago, we will never forget, and now New York is about to elect what?
Right.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later on this morning. If you'd like to share your thoughts on the Charlie Kirk assassination, we have lots more. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 613.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The rain causing some problems. New wreck here on the BW Parkway northbound near Powder Mill Road. Already getting a back up through there on 295. North 95 coming up from the Capitol Beltway is slow beginning at 216. The wreck is up near the rest area before Route 32 and continues to block the right lane. Pretty good size back up there right now. Locally, there's a wreck on the Interloop ramp from the Beltway, the Interloop ramp to take you north onto 83. That's a two-lane ramp, but it's also very sharp and it's very wet. So somebody spun out there. Cleanup continues at that point. Had a wreck about a half an hour ago. Don't have a new update, but it was causing problems at the airport on Aviation Boulevard at Amtrak Way. That's on the way to the rental car return and just south of the bridge at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The showers are going to linger here this morning, but we'll move on by this afternoon. Then partly sunny, and we'll be in the low 80s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer. Temperatures return to the mid-80s by Sunday. Right now, cloudy with some rain. 63 in Columbia, 66 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Woman in California has been arrested on felony charges for registering her dog to vote. She faces 6 years behind bars, or that's 42 years in dog years.
Yeah. Right. Well, he'll still be around.
Uber will soon begin offering helicopter service. Huh. How about that? Don't worry. Your foreign pilot will be certified.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I'll ever get into an Uber chopper.
I got enough trouble getting in a cab on the ground.
Oracle's Larry Ellison, now the richest man in the world with a net worth of $393 billion. That's $10 billion more than Elon Musk.
Wow.
So don't worry now. Two less guys playing the next Powerball, that's for sure.
Yes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially banned Sharia law after an imam launched a campaign to pressure Muslim-owned stores to stop selling pork, alcohol, and lottery tickets. Wow. Pork, alcohol, and lottery tickets. That's the perfect description of what Chuck did last weekend.
That's nice. That's nice. But not in that order.
Not in that order, of course not. First came the lottery tickets, then the alcohol. Oh, never mind.
After I won my $2 on the Powerball, then I bought some alcohol and everything else took care of itself.
Exactly. Yeah. Apple has introduced the iPhone Air. It's the slimmest iPhone ever. It's so skinny, it's perfectly, will fit in the crack of an inmate.
Oh, I'm not going there. I'm
nobody,
sorry.
Nobody wants to go there.
Think about it. It's still a cell phone.
Exactly. Because it used in his cell.
Right.
Yeah, very clever.
Kamala Harris's book about her failed presidential run titled 107 Days will be out soon.
Oh, thank heavens.
And the publisher has released excerpts, and it's not good. Chairman Joe's not going to be happy.
Under the bus.
In fact, he can't wait to read it to find out who won the election.
Right.
Yeah. Boxing legend Mike Tyson has admitted to using fentanyl quite a few times. No actual joke here, but I just can't wait to hear him pronounce fentanyl. That ought to be interesting.
How you like me now, Mommy?
Do you live in a happy state?
Because I'm happy. I'm alone if you feel like a room without.
The number one is Hawaii, and the worst is West Virginia. Which state do you think finished number two?
Maryland.
Yes.
I saw it.
As far as the happiest states?
Happiest states. Oh. Maryland, number two. Followed by Nebraska, Jersey, Connecticut, rounding out the top five. Delaware at 12. Florida at 14. You were behind Delaware?
And you're behind Maryland?
Jeez. Yeah.
You know that thing is.
Are you going to move? Are you going to be moving back?
Oh, what, are you kidding?
Because you want to be happy, don't you?
Stand out there on 95 and see if the moving van's coming up.
I have a question for you, sir. Do you live in Brooksville or do you live in Spring Hill?
I actually live in Spring Hill.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
So I asked for his address, all right? Because I was going to ship him something.
Yes.
You know, the Rolodex he was awarded. And I did. Yeah. I did ship that out yesterday for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So that's a lot of ships.
So I go to the post office, and he gives me his address. It's Brooksville, Florida, so I fill it out on the package and everything, and I give it to the postmaster, and he goes, well, this is Spring Hill. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, it is. We're right on the line.
I was told it was Brooksville, and he should know. He lives there. And the guy says, no, this zip code is Spring Hill. If you want your package to get there, it's Spring Hill.
But my bills all arrive to Brooksville.
So not only is he the man behind the map, it's a man that doesn't know where he is on the map.
Dragging the line.
Let me tell you something. When I lived on Jarrettsville Pike, I had the Phoenix Post Office is at Jarrettsville Pike and Sweeter Road. You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix Post Office is right there, 2 miles from my house. You know where my post office was? Moncton.
Mm.
Oh, because I was right there on the line.
Dragging the line.
So you're on the line again.
Shut up, Bruce.
Does Debbie know you don't know where you live?
She doesn't know anything.
That might be the explain why so many times you just don't come home.
She's been in the dark since we got married. What are you talking about?
Well, you could take the blind off fold off of her now, Chuck.
No, no, that would be too easy. Okay. Well, it's fun watching her walk into the wall.
So be on the lookout. I don't know. It probably could get there because I sent it the cheapest way I could.
Yeah.
It might get there in another 2 months or so.
That's
but
okay. As long as it gets here. Listen, I had a thought about yesterday.
Yes.
You know, I was around when Robert Kennedy got it. And, you know, he was very popular with the young people as well.
Yes.
And the looks on their faces yesterday, when I saw that, I thought, just like when Bobby Kennedy got it. He was very popular. The kids liked him. He was, involved with all that type of age, you know, college kids.
Right.
And they blew him away.
Yes, they did. And that's something that that Charlie, who dropped out of college, he was an athlete, by the way, 6'5", played basketball. But he dropped out of college and pursued this and started Turning Point at Harper College in Illinois. And Turning Point has really kind of made it a conservative safe space on college campuses.
Yeah.
Because before, there were no-go zones. You didn't go on there, whether you were Ann Coulter or Riley Gaines. You went on a college campus. You were taking your life in your own hands. Unfortunately, it ended with his life being taken yesterday at Utah Valley University.
Do they have any sense at all as to who did this? Any sense at all?
Any sense? Again, we've seen so many of these leftists who are violent. The Bernie bro that shot Steve Scalise.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about Thomas Crooks or Ryan Ruth, who may have had ties to the deep state. So it's either political leftist violence or it's the deep state.
Yeah.
I think it was a hit.
That was too good a shot. It was definitely a hit. No, it was too good a shot. And the fact is, the shooter was dressed in black on a roof to match the black that was on the roof there to try to blend in. So this was a professional job, in my opinion.
That's my opinion, too.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. More on Charlie Kirk. Your thoughts as well, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf. Fun. Close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Just enough rain to create some problems. There's a new wreck in the city over on the southwest side, Washington Boulevard at Patapsco Avenue. It's minor. There's going to be room to get through there. In the meantime, 295 northbound, we had the wreck reported at Powder Mill Road. The new update says now that that's off the roadway. I don't see any big backup right now coming up from Powder Mill Road. 95 northbound Howard County, the wreck is near the rest area at Route 32. Delays begin back at Route 216. Locally, the accident on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go north onto I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Showers will linger on this morning, move out by this afternoon. Partly sunny. Temps in the low 80s later on today. Cloudy 63 with some rain in Ellicott City. It is 63 in Pikesville. I will tell you, as you know, Charlie Kirk was, I added him to the lineup here earlier this year. I felt that he was a rising star. I think he'd already really gotten to a point of, certainly was very big in conservative circles with Turning Point USA. He had a crucial in helping President Trump get elected, especially in swing states. He was a MAGA warrior. Again, he had the syndicated radio show that we aired here from Salem Radio. He had his own podcast and television show at Real America's Voice. And again, he was good friends with Vice President J.D. Vance. It is the last conversation I had with Charlie was 3 weeks ago over the phone. We were trying to work out him coming to Baltimore for the Freedom Fest next year that we hold each and every election year. And he said he was interested. His schedule was pretty hectic. He said he would love to come into the area. He said that he would look at it, and you know, we just never really connected after that because he's busy. Great guy. He is a great guy. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really bother me most is the fact that Erica has lost her husband, and those two children have lost their father.
Yeah,
and that is very sad and is very tragic. In fact, President Trump called it a dark moment.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate. His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever, to share his love of country and to spread the simple words of common sense. On campuses nationwide, he championed his ideas with courage, logic, humor, and grace.
Indeed. Rush Limbaugh. I remember Rush Limbaugh saying that he was the next big rising star. Mm-hmm. And he's right. He was absolutely right about that. Eyewitnesses to the shooting detail some of the things that they saw yesterday.
All of a sudden, I heard just one pop. His head kind of fell back. And then I saw everybody dropping, so I dropped down. And then the next thing you know, they said, run. So we all took off running.
We heard two pops, and we ran. Some people were standing there still taking videos. So I went back out to look over the railing to see, like, maybe someone just did some firecrackers, something like that. But more and more people were screaming, crying, dispersing super quickly from the scene.
Charlie hit the ground. We saw him fall. But it looks like the shot came and it hit. He was facing us, and it looks like it hit the left side of his neck.
And then we all took to the ground.
Yeah, it looked like the shot came, according to the Utah Valley University, from 200 yards away from the top of a building. There's discrepancy there, one shot, two shots. That could have been the echo of one shot that people heard. But I got to tell you, his security detail immediately leapt into action. Yeah. They got him on the ground. They began putting compression on the neck wound, which was a devastating, fatal wound. Because it hit right around where the carotid is on the left neck. So
you bleed out
in all likelihood, he bled out. Like, unfortunately, Irina Zarutska did, a couple of weeks ago in Charlotte. But now comes once again, for the second time, last year in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was a shooter on the roof that was spotted before he pulled the trigger. The same exact thing happened yesterday.
Get right up.
Yeah, you think he'd already be in place?
You would think that. So there's somebody on the roof right there? Just saying? He just ran from over, where's my finger? Well, from over there, ran in. And now he's right there. Just saying. Just
couple of guys just scanning the horizon saw a dark figure run onto the roof and then crouch down in a lying position. And you can see it clear, dressed in all in black on the roof, and that is where they believe the shot came from. Now, originally they took a guy, an older white guy, into custody. They then released him,
And then this guy, they caught another guy. Cash Patel said mm-hmm. they caught another guy. They released him. So the suspect is still at large. There's a manhunt underway now. And that's why I'm saying I don't think this was some jamoke.
200 yards, that's a hell of a shot.
That is a heck of a shot.
Right, so somebody very familiar with firearms.
And the fact that there may have been somebody planted in the in that audience to distract so they could make an arrest. Who knows? There's a lot of unanswered questions here, but we'll still continue to pursue the truth.
If you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steo, S-T-E-O. Now, if you've tried selling your home and it didn't sell, either through another agent or on your own, if the listing has been just difficult and it's now expired, call Vinny Steo. He is Maryland's real estate expert, and he makes buying and selling a home very, very simple. He makes buying simple. He offers multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. Call Vinny or go online and see for yourself. Vinny's stats are very impressive. If you're looking for somebody who has a good track record, well, he sells more than three times faster and around 3% more money than the average agent. And part of the reason is he has this this guaranteed pool of buyers, 12,700 buyers in waiting. They're waiting to buy a house. They may want a house just like yours. Please call Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, if you're thinking about selling, or visit VinnySteo.com. That's S-T-E-O. VinnySteo.com.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris has issued statements following yesterday's shooting death of Charlie Kirk. The First District Rep says he is lifting up Charlie Kirk, his wife, children, and all those impacted by the horrific shooting in his prayers. Harris also chairs the House Freedom Caucus, and a statement from the caucus says, Charlie's vision for America and its youth will endure through the countless lives he inspired. The caucus also calls for a swift and righteous justice against the evildoer and acts that took him from us. Maryland's 6th District Rep. April McLean Delaney says she was deeply saddened to hear about the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The CEO and co-founder of Turning Point USA died yesterday after he was shot during an event on the campus of Utah Valley University. In a statement, McLean Delaney says the increasing intolerance, rage, and politically motivated violence must end. She says no matter who you are, you should never fear for your life because of your beliefs or your circumstances. Baltimore City will be hosting a vigil this morning to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The vigil will take place at 8 o'clock this morning at the Baltimore World Trade Center on East Pratt. A memorial to the victims of 9/11 stands on that site to honor the heroism, commitment, and sacrifice of Maryland's victims, rescuers, first responders, and their families. The memorial was dedicated September 11, 2011, and includes three steel beams from the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And a 49-year-old man now in critical condition after he was shot near a West Baltimore mosque. The victim was shot just after 3 p.m., 500 block of Islamic Way. He was taken to the hospital. Police say a person of interest was taken into custody at the scene. Homicide detectives have been called to investigate the shooting due to the severity of the victim's injuries. It's 6:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, yay! But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Pick three lottery
numbers. 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
I beg your pardon. I'll go with pick three lottery number 517. You pick 4/2913. And now, Stein on Sports on Talk Radio. Oh, no, 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 no. He's got to wait.
Yet.
He's
got to
wait. He's got to wait. It's traffic and weather on the threes. Sorry, Chuck. Chuck Whitaker.
Put your hand over his mouth. Tell him to give me about 45 seconds.
Okay.
The interloop wreck on the Beltway interloop to northbound 83. It looks like it's still there. It's not backed up to the JFX, but it's a little bit slow as you're taking that ramp. New wreck in the city was Washington Boulevard at Patapsco Avenue. We're still slow from the wreck northbound 95 north of Route 216 in Howard County. That wreck is in the right lane near the rest area before Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Bruce, take your hand off my mouth, will you please? Sports at 6:35, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Birds continue to put on quite a late-season show here in 2025. You got to give them credit, winning for the seventh time in their last eight games. This was their fifth straight one-run decision. 2-1 the final last night over the Pirates in 10 innings. We'll pick it up in the bottom of the 10th. Bases loaded, one out, an Orioles rookie at the plate.
And now it's all stuffed for Beavers in his 20th Major League game. Ground ball fair! The Orioles do it again! They don't always win games, but when they do, they prefer walk-offs.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Indeed, it was the fourth straight walk-off win for the Birds. After the game, the Beaver was at the mic and said the key for him actually was to slow his breathing down.
Samuel Basayo!
Hold on, we're getting there. There we go.
My mental skills coach out in California, she's awesome.
Can she work with us?
Yeah.
I don't think we were breathing during your at-bat.
She's busy, so we'll see.
I do want to ask you, Dylan.
Breathing, and Kevin Brown asking him about that. Manager Mancelino was also busy, asked after the game what he thought about Beaver's at-bat.
I would take an old guy hitting, you know, in a lot of ways. We see a lot of young guys come here and, you know, be overly aggressive. He's probably the first one I've seen that takes an at-bat like a guy that's been in the big leagues for 7-8 years.
O's go for the sweep this afternoon at 105. Kate Povich will be on the hill for Baltimore. Ravens and Browns gearing up for their AFC North divisional game on Sunday. The talk in Baltimore is how do you shrug off a devastating loss. Here's Rush linebacker Kyle Van Noy.
Did, but honestly, like, I'm so ready for the Browns. Like, I'm not even thinking about that game. That's just something that we're focused on now going forward, is just worrying about the Browns, honestly. Like,
meanwhile, in Cleveland, it was Joe Flacco dominating at the mic yesterday. Media trying to goad him into saying something bad about Baltimore, but that's just not Joe Flacco.
I'm fortunate to be where I am today and be in this position, but I have nothing for love for that city and for that organization. I mean,
not practicing yesterday for Baltimore, Nnamdi Matabike, who had the lone sack of Josh Allen on Sunday night, a little tweak of the ankle. Coach Harbaugh said he should be back out there today. Neither Isaiah Likely nor Patrick Ricard practiced yesterday for Baltimore. They are still out. The time now is 6:37 when we return. A classy move last night at Yankee Stadium.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Yankees holding a moment of silence last night before their game against Detroit in honor of Charlie Kirk, the shooting, of course, his death in Utah. Yankees also releasing a statement, a nice one, saying, before tonight's game, we held a moment of silence in memoriam for Charlie Kirk. Kirk founded the youth activist group Turning Point USA and had become a fixture on college campuses, a husband, a father of two children, 31 years old. They posted on X.
Yeah, very classy on the part of the New York Yankees ownership, management, and front office there. So
I'm not surprised, and so just so that people know, the Orioles didn't do that, okay?
Right.
And I'm not saying that as a criticism. I don't know that it was actually incumbent on teams to do that yesterday.
No, I think it's up to the individual team, but I do. The president did order the flags
at half staff
for memory of Charlie Kirk yesterday. So maybe that played into some of what the Yankees were thinking.
We have a quarterback here in the Ravens who said he wanted a moment of silence before they played this coming weekend. I do think we should confirm that, but I remember reading that online yesterday.
Interesting. Okay, well, we'll check that out. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if the Ravens do that on Sunday, knowing what their, how patriotic their presentation is in general.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
An American, whether you agreed or disagreed with Charlie, an American's life was snuffed out in an act of violence. And, this is hopefully provides some kind of, grief that people can share publicly. Yeah. And, whenever anybody is killed.
Sad.
Very sad indeed. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. By the way, Martha points out this morning that, Charlie Kirk, was to the youth of today what Rush Limbaugh was to us a generation ago, back in when Rush first started in 1988. And I remember, I think the big icons of modern-day conservatism would be certainly Rush Limbaugh, who we lost to cancer, Andrew Breitbart, who we lost to a heart attack,
right,
and of course President Trump, who they all also tried to take out last year, and Charlie Kirk. He was the latest great conservative icon. So that being said, let's get on to some of the nonsense that was being practiced yesterday on a day when a man's life was taken by a violence.
Politics almost inevitably enters into this kind of event, and it certainly did yesterday, to the detriment of those on the political left who thought somehow they could score points yesterday, which was not the time or the place to do it. J.B. Pritzker led the charge.
I don't know whether it's political violence because I don't know who did it. I know they seem to have somebody in custody. But I will say that political violence, unfortunately, has been ratcheting up in this country. We've seen other political violence occur in other states. And I would just say it's got to stop.
Okay, so he doesn't know if it's political violence. What else might it be? Seriously. What else could it have been? Just somebody decided I'm going to take out a speaker?
Could be a crazed lunatic. There are those out there. We saw one, allegedly, in Charlotte, who was a paranoid schizophrenic. That doesn't seem to be political, but that it is violent. So we don't know. We don't know what the motivating factor is as of yet.
Well, J.B. Pritzker was sure about one thing, Sean, and that is it's Donald Trump's fault.
I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it. We've seen the January 6th rioters who clearly, have tripped a new era of political violence.
How many years is that going to last, do you suppose? See, we're going to go ahead and lean on the January 6th events and say somehow that still is what triggering events today. I don't think it has anything to do with what's happening today, to be blunt. And I think this is, to play politics with this stuff, you're going to end up looking silly.
The four people who died that day were Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Number one, any officers who were injured, that is unfortunate. No officers died as a result of January 6th. And let's not forget there were 20-some undercover FBI agents there. What was their role that day? Did they play any hand in fomenting violence on the Capitol?
Yeah. Now, you want to talk about somebody who decided that it was time to play politics with this yesterday, Sean. I believe it cost him his job. Matthew Dowd over at MSNBC.
We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, so we have no idea about this. He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
So in other words, it was Kirk's fault. And as far as what hateful thoughts, what hateful things? Because all I heard was a guy who had strong beliefs that was unafraid to say them, but was also courteous enough to hear out the other side.
Yeah.
So, and that's what Dowd wants, is for all of us to simply shut up when we happen to disagree with something on the political left, or say, oh, yeah, I think so, too. And yeah, that's a really nice thing. We're not supposed to have any reasoned discussion of anything in this country anymore.
You can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have, and then saying these awful words, and not expect awful actions to take place.
What awful thoughts? What awful words?
Well, he was fired for his awful thoughts and words yesterday on MSDNC. And I think he ought to shut that whole damn network down completely, because they add nothing to political discourse. Nothing whatsoever. In fact, I think they are a major negative in the entire political arena.
Well, they add layers of hate virtually anytime they talk about anything having to do with conservative thought. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And a report that may be closing the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83. Apparently on that ramp, it's a jackknife tractor trailer. I still see traffic moving on the ramp, probably in a single lane. That's a two-lane ramp. Pretty sharp as you come off the Beltway to go north on 83. And when it rains a lot of times, we have problems right there. So it looks like we're still moving traffic. We'll watch to see if they close it when they have to get this vehicle off the shoulder area and back onto the roadway. Just enough rain that it's adding and aggravating all the traffic now. Beltway on the west side, on the Parkville side, delays now. Heavy traffic on the way into both the harbor tunnels. Northbound 95 coming up through Howard County still being delayed. The wreck near the rest area at Route 32 was still blocking the right lane. We were getting delays now going back towards 198 on the northbound side. Earlier wreck near the airport was on Aviation Boulevard at Amtrak Way. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. We're going to have some showers lingering this morning. Should move out by later on this afternoon. And high in the low 80s. And again, for the rest of the weekend, pretty nice. Sunny and warmer. Temps will return to the mid-80s perhaps by Sunday. 6:45, time for WCBM for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon.
You got it.
The latest items trending in the food and beverage world. It is a public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
I'm a lazy, lazy man.
That's not a big surprise.
Indeed, nice. He is.
Nice.
You know, I got more emails yesterday about the TV dinner. We were talking about the TV dinners.
So, yeah.
And bringing back a lot of memories. For some people, they called it a comfort food. Now, you can say a lot about TV dinners. But I don't think comfort food
would not be on my list.
Well, one of the guys said that macaroni and cheese. Well, that's the only thing he ate. I mean, you had your meat, you had your vegetable, and then you had a little dollop of macaroni and cheese. He said he would buy the TV dinners just for the macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you could buy a box of macaroni and cheese. You don't have to just buy a bunch of TV dinner. He said he liked the macaroni and cheese in that TV dinner.
It's funny because I used to work with a producer who would only eat mac and cheese. Everything. I mean, it was just something in his character. He would only eat every meal mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Well, every meal.
My son likes to put Old Bay on his mac and cheese.
That's good.
Puts Old Bay on mac and cheese, Old Bay on French fries.
I love good mac and cheese, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I do make a serious homemade mac and cheese.
Do you really?
Yeah. I only make it for Easter and stuff, but it's because it takes for.
So, I don't recall. Kristen, do you recall him sending some over to your house? I don't recall. No. None came into my house either. I don't recall that.
It's a family treat.
Did you? Oh, I see.
A family treat.
So, we're not.
You know what? I'll bring some in. I'll bring some in. Because we always have leftovers. So I'll bring some in next time.
So right, well, BFD.
Okay, and then I'll ship some down to you in Spring Hill, Florida.
Yeah. I can see that's not going to die away anytime soon,
or wherever you may be happening to be living at the time.
The Villages.
I have a condo at the Villages.
He's also got a cot in Buffet City in the back room there.
A cot. Does anybody actually sleep on a cot anymore? I hope not.
But some people lie down on cots. Sleeping is a whole different thing.
I have not seen a cot in a long time, that is for sure.
I'll tell you what's even worse than a cot is a sofa bed with that rail in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The worst. Absolute worst.
Brutal.
Yeah, you wake up and you've got another spine that you have to worry about.
Yeah, lateral spine.
It's shifted. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Not a good moment for the Democrats in the House yesterday. Lauren Boebert was calling for a moment of silence.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert said she asked the House for a moment of silence. This is such a zoo and it's so unfortunate. To have this kind of thing happen. Just listen, the beeping here, by the way, this is on the floor of the House yesterday. I had to beep a little bit out because some Democrat, after Lauren Boebert had asked for a moment of silence, dropped the F-bomb.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Colorado rise?
They're supposed to be with us in a moment of prayer out loud for Charlie and his family.
Let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. The house will be in order. The house will be in order. Shh.
It's amazing.
Yep.
No, that just courtesy.
Mind you,
a human being is dead, and there's an objection to even having a moment of silence to observe this human being's death.
If you take the audio a little bit further, because Democrats are shouting no, they weren't going to do a moment of silence. And then it was Anna Paulina Luna said, y'all caused this. And so we're going to get into that a little bit later on. But I would remind folks that remember the photograph of crazy Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats kneeling with some kind of kente cloth or something to memorialize George Floyd, who was a career criminal who held a knife to the belly of a pregnant woman and who was a fentanyl addict and was high on fentanyl when he died in Minneapolis that day. So they paid great tribute. Remember all the murals that were painted and all the moments of silence for George Floyd, etc.? Career criminal got the respect and revered by the Democrats, but a Christian, a family man of faith and courage, all he wanted to do was to help educate people politically. He was denied that yesterday in the House floor.
But by the standards of today's left, who are so happy that that debate is not going to take place anymore, the Lincoln-Douglas debates would never have occurred.
Yeah.
Any of the great debates that have taken place in this country for 250 years. This is what 250 years has brought.
Let's not forget they shot Lincoln, too.
Yeah.
6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The best of the morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move. Improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos. Go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family. Trusted by yours.
Hi. Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eternal Father, strong to save.
Listen to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on a day that we remember a great conservative icon, Charlie Kirk, and the 24th anniversary of 9/11, 24 years ago. Hard to believe it has been that long. Ken writes in, Sean, Democrat media propaganda machines like MSDNC, CBS, ABC, CNN must be closed down. They're radicalizing their viewers to hate America, hate the law, hate our history, hate freedom, and even to hate what is right and godly. And I think you have a point. Now, I don't know how you shut them down. unless
don't watch.
Exactly. Ever. And of
starve
course,
them I'm the viewers.
I've never been a boycott guy, but you can make choices. You can choose not to watch. And here's the thing: it's going to be interesting to see what President Trump proposes, because we're going to get to this next hour, this demonizing rhetoric that continues to be practiced by many elected officials, many in the media, and others, how he's going to handle that. And one of the ways you can handle it is not a single Trump cabinet official appear on any of these outlets, because that's the only way they get ratings. Otherwise, it's just it's a ignorant echo chamber is what it is.
Just starve them of viewers.
Yeah.
Then look, it's a very commercial world. They have sponsors. Sponsors buy viewers. They buy our eyeballs. By listening to us, we're selling your ears, basically. That's the way commercial radio, commercial broadcast works. So just starve them of viewers. Sponsors won't do it anymore, and all of a sudden you're going to find it become simply a very nice, dial tone. 653, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker, traffic.
Looks like there might be a new wreck on I-97 southbound after New Cut Road. Starting to see a backup there. I looked at the camera at Benfield, which is the next one down, and there's not too much traffic there. So it's between New Cut Road and Benfield. I can't tell you which lane yet, but I see the impact already for the traffic through there. Had the wreck involving a tractor trailer on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to northbound 83, and I'm still seeing traffic moving on that ramp. So the cleanup is underway. There's a slowdown there, but right now looks like a single lane is getting by. And, of course, the weather, the light rain, is adding to delays. Backups already at both the harbor tunnels in the area of 25 to 30 minutes southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast lingering showers. It'll move out of here by this afternoon, then partly sunny temps in the low 80s. And right now, mostly cloudy, 66 in Ocean City, some light rain, 65 in Middle River. A lot of folks weighing in today via the text, and you can do that, or you can email us at themorningdrive@wcbm.com, or you can call in. We'll get to a phone call here in just a second. Michelle says, this was a professional hit. From the question about trans shooters, the old guy slowing down the police, to the warning TikTok videos the night before. Let's go to Ira in Mount Washington. Good morning, Ira.
Hey, guys. I'll make it very quick. Used to call Tom Maher every September 11th. He gave me a lot of time to talk. Sean, I think you know me. Email you a lot. Anyway.
Yes, I do. I do remember you.
I'm going to cry. I was in the World Trade Center on September 11th. I left at 8:34. My friend Mark got murdered on floor 103 with Marshall McLennan. I'll leave that as it is because I don't have the time. I miss Tom.
Yeah, I do too.
He would let me speak for a good 5-10 minutes. I can't listen to the radio or TV today. I just can't do it, Sean. But I just want to say that I'm very afraid of this generation. It will be forgotten one day because the Islamist Marxist Democrats will take it out, and somehow it will be removed. My second point, I met Charlie Kirk 5 years ago at the Museum of the Bible at a Young Conservatives event with Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, etc. Charlie and me had 3 minutes together, me and him. He was exactly who you thought he was. A regular guy, loved his country, just like me. I was a Jewish guy. He was a not Jewish guy. We felt the same. And I said, like, I've been doing this stuff since I was a Reagan conservative kid. And Charlie's like, yeah, it was the same way, but it was never a voice until Donald made us not be Muranos anymore. We were able to be public about things. And I'm so heartbroken. I cannot believe it's September 11th. This was an inside job. I don't know who did it. I hope they get executed, excuse my language. But, there's so many emotions for me today because it's September 11th and Charlie Kirk.
On both points, Ira, really, thank you so much for weighing in this morning. We appreciate it. And call us again and come back because I think you're a voice of reason and sanity here. And I'd love to hear you back on WCBM on a regular basis. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Barbara in Baltimore.
Morning, Barbara.
Oh, good morning. And thanks so much for taking my call on this very, very sad day in America yesterday. I got to hear Charlie Kirk at CPAC one year. He's a phenomenal young man. And well, the reason I'm calling is because I'm so disgusted with Democrats. I'm just goes beyond words for me how they acted on that House floor yesterday. These people are evil. I know that word's getting thrown around, but this is for real. We have got to get rid of these Democrats. We've got to vote them out. There's nothing to joke around with about them anymore. They are deadly serious. They are causing mayhem and chaos in our country. And I just hope that any one of those the usual suspects who call in with such nasty derogatory comments, it is certainly time for us to put all of that aside. Democrats have got to go. If they are going to keep coming out with the kind of rhetoric that they do, I think we should have a huge, huge victory in 2026, because people should be tired of this. I know I am. I went to a church Sunday, and even the preacher from the pulpit over on Edison Avenue, I went there as a visitor, and they can't resist throwing out some sort of racial rhetoric that comes around to blaming white people and blaming Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not responsible for this violence. Yeah.
Got to run, Barbara, due to the heartbreak coming up. Yeah. But thanks so much. Appreciate that. I agree wholeheartedly with you. Thanks for weighing in on that. Coming up at the top of the hour, who was Charlie Kirk? Trump calls out the left for their demonizing rhetoric and much, much more. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, it is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Utah's governor calls it a political assassination, the murder of a young rising star in the conservative movement. That story coming up. At first, 24 years ago today, the 9/11 terror attacks had claimed the lives of almost 3,000 people, changing the nation and the world forever. Today we'll bring memorial services in New York at the World Trade Center site, just outside Washington at the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. A martyr for truth and freedom is how President Trump describes the late Charlie Kirk. The Turning Point USA CEO and Salem Radio talk host introduced countless young people to conservative principles through dialogue and reasoned debate. He was assassinated yesterday, felled by a single bullet during an outdoor Q&A session at Utah Valley University. And paying tribute to Kirk, President Trump condemned hate-filled political rhetoric.
The president remembered his conservative ally as a patriot.
He's a martyr for truth and freedom. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith.
Donald Trump also lamented the state of American politics.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree.
Even as he called for civility, the president said the radical left was directly responsible for Kirk's death. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the manhunt for the assassin goes on. Charlie Kirk, 31 years old. He leaves behind a wife and two young children. In Florida, jurors have been seated for the trial of Ryan Ruth, with opening statements expected later this morning. Ruth accused of plotting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump at a golf course in Florida last year. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures, 70 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the wreck on the Beltway now is starting to impact the traffic coming over from Green Spring to the JFX. And then the wreck is on the ramp from the inner loop to go north onto 83. Normally that's a two-lane ramp. One lane is getting by. The backup now is going to stretch back from 83, and it's going to go back eventually to Park Heights Avenue and back to Reisterstown Road. So already that's a problem with that wreck through there. If you're heading over to Charles Street, you'll need to stay to the center and the left as you're coming over towards 83. Outer loop still slowing before Hartford Road. The west side is already jammed from 795 down through Frederick Road. And also now both the tunnels in the neighborhood, 25 to 30 minute delays. Big backup on I-95 northbound in Howard County with the wreck around the rest area near Route 32. And we still have problems with the slowing. Haven't seen the wreck yet, but the impact is there. I-97 southbound after New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 65 degrees and Middle River has 65. A little bit of rain in Middle River on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. 49-year-old man in critical condition after he was shot near a West Baltimore mosque. Victim was shot just after 3 p.m. yesterday, the 500 block of Islamic Way. It was taken to the hospital. Police say a person of interest has been taken into custody at the scene. Homicide detectives have been called to investigate the shooting due to the severity of the victim's injuries. Baltimore police trying to determine the location of a shooting that injured a 15-year-old boy. Victim turned up at a hospital around 1 a.m. Tuesday. Life-threatening gunshot wounds. Police do not know where the shooting happened or who is responsible. Anyone with information in this case, please ask please to call Southern District Detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland's governor reacting to Wednesday's shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk during an event at a rally that he held in Utah Valley University. Governor Moore says Maryland, the country, and the world saw yet another act of heinous political violence on American soil, and he is sending prayers to Kirk's family and his loved ones. The governor says the, quote, future of our democracy will depend on our ability to resolve political differences peacefully and not violently. 7:06 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery 517, pick 4 2913, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. A lot to take away from that O's win last night, 2-1 over the Pirates in 10 innings. Dylan Beavers with the walk-off single down the right field line. How about Tyler Wells tossing a gem and going toe-to-toe with Paul Skeens? Pitching into the seventh, one hit, one run allowed.
Yeah, there's nothing like coming to the yard and, you know, being back with the fans here in Baltimore. And, you know, I was very excited all week to kind of get this one going. I mean,
The lone hit and run allowed by Wells, by the way, was a home run served up to Spencer Horwitz, who grew up in Timonium, and he went to St. Paul's School. And then how about Beavers? Just 20 games into his career, finding his groove for Baltimore.
I definitely feel a lot more comfortable. I feel like if I let my heart rate speed up trying to do too much, that's when I run into trouble. So just constantly reminding myself to breathe.
Beavers with an 892 OPS, that is well above the league average. Daytime baseball for you today as the Birds go for the sweep. Kate Povich taking the hill at 105 this afternoon at Camden Yards. Candid comments yesterday from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on what he's looking for Sunday from his defense that got torched in Buffalo last Sunday night.
Looking for the defensive leaders to play great football and to lead the way in terms of example and the way they work, the way they prepare, the way they run to the ball, the way they lock in on every rep. Same thing we're looking for everybody, but of course you want your leaders to lead the way.
DNPs yesterday for Baltimore include Nnamdi Matabike, as well as Isaiah Likely and Patrick Ricard. Coming up in 30 minutes, Cleveland Radio just won't let it go. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there and shock the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble, sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue, the heroes who died just doing what they did? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political.
That's Alan Jackson. Where were you when the world stopped turning?
Yeah.
24 years ago today.
But one of two major focuses of this morning's show, the other, of course, the horrible news that Charlie Kirk was assassinated yesterday. There are those who, when I talk about this, say, well, exactly who was Charlie Kirk? Well, if you've not seen any of the dozens and dozens of conversations Charlie Kirk had on college campuses across this country, you really should, even now that he has passed. He was courteous. He was straightforward. He was honest about his point of view, but he was always willing to hear the other side. So we've gotten to a point in this country where apparently having an opinion that differs from the norm or differs from other individuals is so scary to those other individuals that some loon decided to go ahead and end the conversations Charlie Kirk was having on college campuses everywhere.
Now, we don't know if it's a loon yet. I doubt there are many people that can make that shot at 200 yards
right.
that would be, you know, deranged. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it could just be some person who is incredibly evil.
Yeah, incredibly yeah. evil. Or part of the deep state that continue to try to take out those that threaten them the most, like President Trump. Two attempts. Charlie Kirk, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and the list grows by yep. leaps and bounds.
Over and over again. You'll hear from John Wayne Mullen, who a congressperson, also a very good friend of Charlie Kirk's, coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's Chuck Whitaker's time.
The morning backup has arrived. Light rain was in the area earlier, southbound I-97 at Route 32. That's already slowing, and will continue through there down to 178, and then the pace is not bad. Don't see any problems right now at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97 with the lanes clear, even at the Severn River Bridge right now. We're clear. I-97 southbound, still slowing after New Cut Road. There was an accident. And south of there, the pace a little better, but still slower than it should be. And it could be the rain and the earlier accident still backing us up. Delays through Pikesville. Most of that is the normal heavy traffic, but it's compounded with a wreck on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway, the ramp that takes you north onto 83. If you normally take that ramp, pretty sharp there at the bottom. So only one lane is getting by. Tractor trailer was involved on that ramp. The rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are there. JFX, of course, watch your speed. 25 to 30 minute delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers will be lingering this morning. Move out by this afternoon, but partly sunny temperatures in the low 80s. It's cloudy, 63 in Forest Hill. Some light rain, 65 in Baltimore City. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump issued a proclamation saying, as a mark of respect for the memory of Charlie Kirk, by the authority vested in me as President of the United States, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, I hereby order that the flag of the United States shall be flown at half-staff at the White House and upon all public buildings and grounds at all military posts and naval stations and all naval vessels of the federal government in the District of Columbia throughout the United States. I also direct the flag shall be flown at half-staff for the same length of time as all U.S. embassies, legations, consular offices, and other facilities abroad, including all military facilities and naval vessels and stations as well. And many have complied with that. Another Secret Service fail, unfortunately. Communist Hamas supporters were able to gain access to the restaurant where President Trump was dining the other night and got within feet of him, screaming for nearly a minute. The president stared down the code Pinkos at Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak, and Stone Crab.
How the hell did they get that close?
Yeah, that's another Secret Service fail. And a Glock stashed in a club member's bag got past Secret Service at President Trump's Virginia golf course while President Trump was golfing there late last month. The Secret Service allegedly manually searched the club member's bag and somehow missed a firearm. See, that Secret Service agent should be fired immediately.
Yeah, he should be gone.
Gone. He or she, I don't know who it was, gone. That's unacceptable. If the one job you have is to search the damn bag and you miss a Glock. I just don't get it. What the hell are we hiring in government today? Again, at the White House press briefing the other day, Caroline Leavitt had some tough words for journalists who failed to report the brutal murder of Ukraine refugee Irina Zarutska on that light rail station in Charlotte, North Carolina.
This monster should have been locked up, and Irina should still be alive. But Democrat politicians, liberal judges, and weak prosecutors would rather virtue signal than lock up criminals and protect their communities. And perhaps most shamefully of all, the majority of the media, many outlets in this room, decided that her murder was not worth reporting on originally because it does not fit a preferred narrative. Many of the journalists in this room spilled plenty of ink trying to smear Daniel Penny for defending a subway car from a deranged lunatic in New York City, but none of those same reporters lift a finger to write stories about an actual murderer.
Yeah, yeah. Great point. Right between the eyes. Way to go, Caroline. President Trump wrote on Truth Social yesterday, "The animal who so violently killed a beautiful young lady from Ukraine who came to America searching for peace and safety should be given a quick, there is no doubt, trial and only awarded the death penalty. There can be no other option," in his post on Wednesday. The Ryan Ruth trial kicked off the first day this week in Fort Pierce. And this is the guy that allegedly sought to assassinate President Trump at West Palm Beach Golf Club in September. He's representing himself, appeared at the federal courthouse. During jury selection, Ruth asked potential jurors their views on the war in Gaza, their position on the U.S., potentially acquiring Greenland, as the president has floated, and how they would act if they were driving and spotted a turtle in the middle of the road. Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's going for the mentally incapable plea. Supreme Court allowing Trump to freeze billions in foreign aid for now. That's a good one. Appeals court siding with Trump, pausing a Clinton judge's order blocking Trump from deploying the National Guard to Los Angeles. And President Trump did sign the historic MAHA proclamation at the White House as we try to make America healthy again. We're not going to be able to do it until the radical left is eradicated at the ballot box. So if you are, don't get angry, get even. Midterm elections, do whatever you can. Donate money, volunteer. Make sure that the Republicans keep the Senate and the House, and one by one we can start picking off at the ballot box these Democrats. The Biden judge blocking President Trump from firing a battle Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, and that might go to the Supreme Court as well. And President Trump has crushed Biden's inflation crisis. The latest PPI report shows no inflation. Wholesale prices fell and smashed economist expectations. Trump defeated Biden's inflation crisis while successfully implementing powerful tariffs, which have not hiked prices like the so-called experts claim. So if you're seeing price increases, it's some folks that are gouging, perhaps, to take advantage. Yeah. Use the tariffs as an excuse. When the PPI number comes in like that, that tells me that some retailers are eating the cost because they want to make sure that people are buying their products. Others might be gouging their customers, so be forewarned. Day 235 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget the best of Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Norman is in Baltimore.
Morning, Norman.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're fine today. Thank you.
I gotta be honest. When I heard about what happened in Charlie Kirk yesterday, I had a sick feeling in my stomach. Still do. You know, there's no denying he was the top young voice for conservatives. So I can't help but to wonder where to from here, guys.
Well,
it's a fair question.
It is a fair question. But I always like to say that we passed the torch in this movement. You know, whether it was William F. Buckley, Barry Goldwater, then it became Ronald Reagan, and then it became Rush Limbaugh, then it became Andy Breitbart, Steve Bannon, Charlie Kirk. So there will be somebody who picks up the torch. Now, Charlie Kirk was a unique individual with an incredible ability to debate, and his communicative skills were off the charts. But there will be somebody who comes up and picks up the torch. That's the least we can do to keep Charlie Kirk's legacy alive.
Yeah, and I just hope those that he was working with at turning point doesn't let this deter them, because if they do, that then you're just letting his death be for nothing. Yeah. You know,
but what
that.
Happens here is now this could have a chilling effect. There are some people that are going to go, I don't know if I want to go on a college campus anymore and publicly speak and debate. I don't know if I want to go out in public in a large crowd. And until we are able to completely vanquish the radical left, it's always going to be a thought in the back of people's minds. And we've had people like Maxine Waters say, get in their face, confront them. Senator, Chris Murphy?
Terrible.
Chris Murphy
that's
from
terrible.
Connecticut the other day said, we're at war.
Yeah.
We are at war with Donald Trump and Trump supporters and MAGA. And let's not forget, there's an element within the Republican Party that also doesn't want to see Trump or Charlie Kirk or anybody in the MAGA movement be successful.
To be brief about it, Norman, they didn't kill Charlie Kirk, or whoever killed him, because he is a was a conservative. They killed him because he was effective.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If he were simply some guy showing up on college campuses and nobody paid any attention to him, he'd be, you know, intellectually dismissed by those who hate. But he was effective, and that's why he was killed.
Well, if you go on TikTok or Reels or X, you'll see some incredible stuff advocating the killing of white people. The killing, and this is allowed, apparently, on these social media
free speech
outlets.
Is free speech.
It's just absolutely sickening. There's never any excuse for stuff like this. You know, no matter how much you might not like somebody or don't agree with them, you don't do this.
You're right. There used to be a day where we could engage in political debate and civil discourse. Those days are over. The left has killed it. Along with Charlie Kirk.
Unfortunately.
Thanks, Norman. Appreciate the call. Well, I should say the left. I don't know yet. It could be the deep state, too. It could be either.
723 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the ramp still affected. The cleanup was on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go north onto 83. Tractor trailer was involved at that point. And we've had delays coming over from the JFX, from Greenspring Avenue, from Park Heights Avenue, and through that area in Pikesville, just going back. Yeah, it's backed up now all the way back, even beyond Reisterstown Road. So it's slowly going to be working its way back towards 795. So from that point, 795, Park Heights, Greenspring, JFX 83, before it gets better, and add to that, been some light rain in the area. The rest of the Beltway is all the normal delay. The other big wreck now, and the update now, blocking two lanes, northbound 95 after 216 in Howard County and near the rest area. That backup now is going back and affecting the traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway. So I looked over at the parkway, kind of figured, yeah, some folks are going to go over there, and they are. So it's going to be slow from the Beltway now on 295 northbound through Powder Mill Road and up towards 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Showers will linger throughout most of the morning here, but should move out by later today. Then partly sunny. Temperatures will be in the low 80s. Right now, cloudy 65 in Arnold, 64 with light rain in Parkville. Let's take another quick call here from Guy in Owings Mills.
Hey, Guy.
Oh, hi there. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm so outraged at all this rhetoric that I hear coming out of people's mouths. Man, we're not talking about free speech. When, like, Chuck the Schmuck Schumer starts talking about Trump being a Nazi, he needs to be handcuffed and taken away. And you start doing this kind of stuff, and then this rhetoric will stop. You can't just let people just completely get away with stirring people up and saying this kind of nonsense.
So, yeah, and I think
I want to see the sheriff start putting handcuffs on these people and taking them away.
Well, the problem is with the First Amendment, of course, we have freedom of speech in this country. Unless there's a call.
I understand that.
Right. Unless there's a call to action, Guy. Unless there's a call to action, you can't arrest somebody for freedom of speech. But what we should be doing is people like Chris Murphy or Van Jones, we'll get to him later on in the show, or any of these people, Matt Dowd, they should become national pariahs. We should bring back the idea of naming and shaming. And put the pressure on them that this will not be tolerated. We're no longer accepting this kind of behavior either in the workplace or on network television or on radio or in print or anywhere else for that matter. Start on your social media. If you've got some nut jobs on your feed, block them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Just make them go away.
Make them go away. And maybe they'll start thinking, you know, first or so. But here's the thing. There's no debating or arguing with evil. Evil is evil. You just must. You you have to confront it, wherever it manifests itself.
Yeah, the difficulty with saying we've got to put handcuffs on the people who say stuff we don't like is the whole purpose of the First Amendment is to protect the speech that we don't like, because that way we do, at the very least, have a potential for a free exchange of ideas. Where that, by the way, the First Amendment ends as a call to action. If somebody would say, you know, Trump is Hitler, all right, the guy's a jackass, move on. If he says, Trump is Hitler, and right now I want us to go and storm the White House, that's a call to action. And that is not protected by the First Amendment. And the Democrats have just walked along that line very, very adeptly for quite some time, never quite issuing that call to action.
Now, but they're knowing, very sloppy now. Knowing they were going to incite and trigger the more violent components of the radical left, the Antifas and the BLMs of the world, that they would do the dirty work for the Maxine Waters and the Chris Murphys. And what do you hear what Jazzy Crockett said about Keila Hamilton? That's coming up later on the show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Mark Wayne Mullen, who's a friend of Charlie Kirk, had the opportunity yesterday when asked to describe his now late friend.
You know, this wasn't the guy that was out there touting hatred rhetoric. He wasn't a guy that was out there trying to change the Constitution to suppress the views of others. This is a guy that literally went to campuses and gave an opportunity for those with an opposing view to speak their mind and debate him. And he didn't belittle them. He didn't make them feel less than a person. He respected everybody. He said it with a loving voice. He talked about his love for the Lord, his Christian beliefs. And he actually brought more laughter and joy to these campuses.
Yeah, he did. He brought love and joy to these campuses, whether you agreed or disagree with him. He came with an open heart and a good spirit, and that's to be lauded. And one thing that Mark Mellon pointed out is that, look, it's time for a reset. Enough is enough here.
At what point do we reset? Every single, and I'm not trying to make this political, I'm being very serious. The left has stirred up their base with so much hatred rhetoric. And they have been feeding this and saying that Republicans are a threat to democracy, that Christian values somehow are a threat. I mean, this last shooting, church shooting / school shooting, they said prayer isn't enough. Well, prayer is enough. I believe in prayer. We have no other place to go. We fall on our knees and ask the Heavenly Father for help. Because right now, I can assure you, that's what I'm doing for his family. And I can assure you, that's what my wife is doing for his family, is we're kneeling and believing in prayer, and for some reason that's a threat to others.
Yeah. Mark Wayne Mullen, 7:30 right now.
Coming up next, President Trump weighs in on the demonizing rhetoric directed towards him, Charlie Kirk, and others. It's 7:30, time for news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The president of the Towson University chapter of Turning Point USA has issued a statement following the killing of the organization's CEO and co-founder, Charlie Kirk. Brendan Hegberg says he is devastated to hear about Mr. Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University, and his thoughts and prayers go out to Charlie's family and all those close to him. Maryland GOP Congressman Andy Harris issued a statement following Wednesday's shooting death of Charlie Kirk. The first district rep says he is lifting up Charlie Kirk, his wife, children, and all those impacted by the horrific shooting in his prayers. Harris also chairs the House Freedom Caucus, and a statement from the caucus says Charlie's vision for America and its youth will endure through the countless lives he inspired. The caucus also calls for swift and righteous justice against the evildoer, an act that took him from us. And Maryland's 6th district rep, April McLean Delaney, says she was deeply saddened to hear about the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The CEO and co-founder of Turning Point USA died yesterday after he was shot, as we have noted. In a statement, McLean Delaney says the increasing intolerance, rage, and politically motivated violence must end. She says no matter who you are, you should never fear for your life because of your beliefs or your circumstances. Baltimore City will be hosting a vigil this morning to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The vigil will take place at 8 a.m. on the Baltimore World Trade Center on East Pratt Street. A memorial to the victims of the 9/11 attacks stands on the site to honor the heroism, commitment, and sacrifice of Maryland's victims, rescuers, first responders, and their families. The memorial was dedicated at 9/11, 2011, and includes three steel beams from the North Tower of New York's World Trade Center. and a 49-year-old man in critical condition. He was shot near a West Baltimore mosque, shot just after 3 o'clock, 500 block of Islamic Way, taken to the hospital. A person of interest has been taken into custody at the scene. 732 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Are you a Christian patriot? How about a patriotic Christian or a Christian nationalist? Or do you even know what those terms mean? If you fall into one of those categories or feel that you just need a little more information as to what each label actually stands for, then I invite you to join us on Thursday evening, September 11th at 7 p.m. as we once again welcome renowned speaker and friend of In Defense of Truth Ministries, Mr. William Fett, to be the keynote speaker for our annual God and Country service. Bill will be back again to inform and educate everyone on what is going on in the ongoing battle between our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage and the hard left's worship of America's de facto religion of secular humanism. And where does the church stand? So mark the date, Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian. I hope to see all of you there. This has been Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
Pick three, louder number 517. Pick 4-2913. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
That backup through Pikesville is there, and it's because of the wreck on the interloop of the Beltway, the ramp that takes you north onto 83. That's a two-lane ramp. Now it's a single-lane ramp because of the accident cleanup. The backup starts all the way back beyond Reisterstown Road. Rest of the Beltway reacting to the rain and the normal heavy traffic. Both the tunnels still 25 to 30-minute delays. Baltimore County with a new wreck, Joppa Road near Hartford Road. The big wreck in Howard County is northbound 95. Two lanes are blocked north of Route 216. Delays coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The overflow traffic now is slowing. They're detouring over to the Parkway northbound. Very heavy traffic through there at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles get another walk-off win last night as the future continues to look bright for Baltimore.
And now, it's all stuffed for Beavers in his 20th Major League game. Ground ball fair! The Orioles do it again! They don't always win games, but when they do, they prefer walk-offs.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, 2-1 the final last night. The Birds' seventh win in their last eight. And what about Tyler Wells? Looking the best we've seen. 6 2/3, one hit allowed. Only a home run by Timonian native Spencer Horwitz. An important comment from Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey yesterday in Owings Mills. Humphrey telling the media, the message that John Harbaugh imparted during a team meeting to the Ravens defense.
He said, you know, we're just not mature enough as a team yet. I think we always, it's very clear we got great players on both sides of the ball, but defensively, we have to work on our maturity too. Doesn't matter what our offense is doing. Doesn't matter what Lamar, like, we have to go out there and win the game. And right now, we're, you know, our maturity level right now is, sadly, when we get in those situations, it's just not good enough.
Never more evident than last Sunday night against Buffalo. And finally, how about this? More from Cleveland Radio on the Ravens celebrating 30 years in Baltimore and putting it right in the face of the Browns. This is Nick Wilson on 92.3 FM in Cleveland. Remember the name. This is a long one. It's 44 seconds, but you got to listen. Directed right at Ravens fans. So if you're driving right now, please buckle up.
I get that there are some cowardly Ravens fans who their forefathers spent a full 12 years crying into their beers about the Baltimore Mayfield, whatever the hell it was, Colts moving overnight. The act of cowardice, right? Going from Baltimore to Indianapolis and then turn around and act like they've got a legitimate NFL franchise. That's fine. They're allowed to be fraudulent. They've won enough that they can forget what absolute two-faced loser jackasses you have to be a Ravens fan after how they cried and got sympathy around football for 12 years. Fine. I don't expect people of Baltimore to have class. I've been to Baltimore.
Wow. Time now is 7:37. When we return, the real reason behind that comment.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
That comment from Nick Wilson comes directly from this. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Your team sucks, okay? If your team was actually an NFL representative team, you wouldn't be so pissed off. But the fact is that for 25 years, you've had football back in Cleveland. You have three playoff games. That's it. You have one season where you didn't win a game at all. You're the worst franchise in the NFL. If you weren't the worst franchise in the NFL, you wouldn't be saying these things. You'd be happy. You'd be celebrating playoffs, victories. This
playoffs,
they have playoffs. Nothing to celebrate.
We're not talking about playoffs.
Am I to assume now that you're going to be leading the pitchfork and torch contingent to Cleveland for the road game?
Or just that you want this clip to be picked up on Cleveland radio?
They've lost 10 or more games 18 times in 25 years.
Keep going.
You can't be that bad.
Send it over to Cleveland.
You have to be doing this on purpose because you just can't be that bad.
Hey, Browns fans, it's Gary Stein.
Yeah.
Stein on sports.
By the way, he's bright red right now. Just, yeah. You know.
They're so bad.
Yeah. How bad are they?
Very bad.
Okay. Yeah, they do stink up the joint. That is for sure.
They really
right.
do.
I'm glad we got that. Got that out. There's a lot of pent up anger and frustration here today. That's no doubt about that.
I've not been in Cleveland since a year or two after the river burned out there. But you know, it's
I may not have enough to come back at 8:05.
We'll just replay that all morning.
I think you should.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Just that rant.
By the way, today, of course, we are remembering Charlie Kirk as well as the 24th anniversary of 9/11. It is incumbent upon me to also remind you that this is also another big anniversary of the death of four in Benghazi in 2012. Four Americans died during a terrorist attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. September 11, 2012, U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty, and former Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods. The attack carried out by militants with ties to Al-Qaeda targeted the American Special Mission and a nearby CIA annex. It is believed Hillary Clinton and others running missiles through that part of of the country. And eventually that's what led to the death of these four. So there you have it. President Trump weighing in on the demonizing rhetoric that is being practiced on the left.
It's a long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible. For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives.
Indeed, it has. Now, what kind of radical left demonizing rhetoric are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. Van Jones on the night before Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering. It's wrong.
Yeah, well, there is evidence that he said, I got that white girl. He said it twice as he exited after slitting her throat. Then there's Jazzy Crockett. Jazzy Crockett, there was a debate yesterday in the House, and she started going off. Kayla Hamilton, who we know here in Maryland, because she was killed by an illegal alien who strangled her, who brutalized her, then strangled her with a phone cord. This is how Jazzy Crockett referred to Kayla Hamilton yesterday on the House floor.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something.
Wow.
A random dead person. That's how she described this young lady that was brutally murdered by an illegal alien. And finally, Van Jones with the topper. Did you know that white people have a virus in our brains, according to Mr. Jones?
Even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated at an instant. And so what you're seeing now is a curtain falling away. And those of us who have been burdened by this every minute, every second of our entire lives are fragile right now. But even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or
her brain. In his or her brain.
Yeah,
I thought we'd repeat that for you so you can hear it again. A virus. Yeah, we've all got this virus in our brain.
But then how is somebody else burdened with my virus?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm suffering.
What kind of virus does Maxine Waters have? Does Jazzy Crockett have? Does AOC? Does Lyle Waffa? Or Christopher Murphy? Or the other absolute stark raving lunatics that populate the Democrat Party?
Well, we know what Nancy Pelosi has. A fondness for the fire water.
Yeah.
7:43.
Along with Chuck.
Nice.
Yes, a fondness for Chuck as well. For
Chuck. Nancy Pelosi has a bad set of dentures. She better stop sucking her teeth on TV. I can tell you that.
Okay, then. She's been told. Strapping her with her on the threes.
I'd like to tell her right to her face. Where is she right now?
Lying face down somewhere.
Yeah, in a ditch.
Hey,
Marin County somewhere.
We need a contestant.
Ding dong, the ditch is wet.
Be a bitch in a ditch.
410-733-66.
I said it. What are you going to do about it? Brother.
Brother. Right.
I'll tell you what. I'd like to tee off, but I can't because I need to come back tomorrow.
How about traffic?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Right. Shut up. I'm going. I'm just digressing a little bit.
Palavering.
Yes. I don't know. Brought to you as a sir. How the hell do I know? It says traffic and weather. That ain't my part. It's Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Sky Ramp, a little slow, northbound 95 into Camden Yards. 95, not bad. The exit ramp as you're going south onto Russell Street, going off of 95. That's about the normal delay there. It's a single lane ramp. The rain kind of ended in most of the areas now. The Beltway is slow, but really the big problem on the Beltway is the wreck still blocking part of the ramp from the inner loop to go north onto 83. So that's still backed up all the way back into Pikesville, Baltimore County, with the wreck on the Parkville side. Joppa Road at Hartford Road, northbound 95, Howard County, still slow. An accident at the rest area north of Route 216. A lot of that overflow traffic is heading over, and now the BW Parkway is slow coming up from the Capitol Beltway towards Powder Mill Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check all your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. Get it all done at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be, wet to start the day. Showers linger, then move out by later on this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny a little bit later on. Temps in the low 80s. And right now, cloudy and 64 in Bel Air. 66 downtown with some light rain in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll win a WCBM beer stein or mug or glass. So it's actually glass with a nice WCBM logo on it. Put it in your freezer, get it nice and frosty, and then enjoy your favorite adult cold beverage. Mm, it's good.
Which is something you cannot do with a Gary stein, by the way.
Exactly.
You know, it's Gary
stein. You pour it into Gary, it heats up immediately. He's all hot and bothered this morning. All right, John and Glenarm is our contestant. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. We're double teaming you. It's me and my grandson.
Oh, okay.
Go at you.
All right. Well, the grandson's name again?
Owen.
Owen. That's right. Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Good luck to you and Owen. Here are your stories. Story one. A Detroit area city, Hamtramck, has banned the American flag. In fact, they banned all flags from public flagpoles, and a judge rules that doesn't violate the Constitution. The U.S. Judge saying that they have a First Amendment right to fly or not fly a flag on a city flagpole. Story two, there were once central figures in political scandal that rocked Washington. Oliver North was a top National Security Council staffer in Ron Reagan's White House. She, Fawn Hall, was his fetching and ever-loyal secretary. So loyal, she spirited incriminating documents out of the White House in her boots and the back of her skirt. Now, they're a happy couple.
You're kidding me.
Oliver North and Fawn Hall were wed in a secret ceremony last week.
Of course they were. I'm sorry. I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay. Marvel rivals.
So what?
A game is adding Thor's lesbian sister, who has a trans husband. Apparently this is Thor, the Asgardian god of thunder, who is a lesbian with a transgender husband, has now been added to the Marvel Rivals video game. Don't know if that'll be coming up to the big screen anytime soon or not, but, whatever happened to really entertaining comic books and video games? Gone.
Does he work at Glen Burnie Trans Husbands?
I think so.
Okay. That's just one.
You know, he woke up Thor this morning.
It's his mission.
It's his mission.
Yeah.
His transmission?
Yes, you got that, yes.
Thank you so much.
He is so quick, isn't he?
He really is.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed.
I was talking about you.
Talking about me. I know I'm amazed. I know I'm quick.
All right. Story one. Hamtramck can choose to fly or not fly the American flag. Story two, an Iran-Contra romance. Or story three, Marvel Rivals game adds Thor's lesbian sister, who, by the way, has a trans husband. All right, there you have it. Let's go first up this morning with Mr. Bruce.
I wonder, did they add the nose ring to the trans sister?
I don't have that detail, sir.
I think that's fake news. I think the Hamtramck is probably true, and I think the North and Fun Hall, if it's not true, gosh darn it, those kids have waited a long time. They should make it true.
All right, Kristen.
Well, we've learned we can find a judge to approve anything, so I could see number one being true, and number two, I could see being true. That should be, sounds like that should be a movie. I disagree with number three. I think the comic books, I know they're going woke, but that's a little far-fetched.
All right, and Chuck?
I think Ollie and Fawn got married a long time ago, so I'm going to go with that.
All right, it goes with story number two, and John and Owen, what are you thinking?
We're taking number one.
All right. They go for number one. John and Owen going for number one. Story three got Bruce and Kristen's vote. That is a true story.
Mm. Is it really?
Yes, indeed. Well, you got to understand, what's the guy's name? Stan Lee?
Yeah.
He is a raging lefty that does all the Marvel stuff. So.
Okay.
Story number two, the Iran-Contra romance. Yeah, that is a true story. That means John and Owen, they are winners today. Way to go, guys.
Congratulations, guys.
Heck yeah, thank you very much.
And Owen, I know you'll take most of the credit.
No, all of it.
All of it, right. All right, guys, I'll put you in all today to get your prize. Thanks so much for playing the game, listening. Appreciate that. 7:50, more of your calls and comments coming up in just a second here as we talk about Charlie Kirk, 9/11, the anniversary of Benghazi, and much more here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star Wealth Management Award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Thursday morning. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Columbia on 175 at the ramp at Columbia Gateway Drive. There is some blockage on that ramp. Just thought I'd take a look at the JFX. I didn't realize this backup on the Beltway was impacting the northbound side of the JFX. You're coming up from the city-county line. You get to Ruxton Road. It's stopping right there, and it's because of the backup on the Beltway being slowed by the wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway to go north on 83. So you're also going to have an impact there in addition to the backup on the Beltway, which goes back into Park Heights Avenue. We're still in that area, 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels and the big wreck northbound 95 in Howard County coming up to the ramp at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, hang on. Dave in Elkridge says he used to work with you. Dave,
Dave Saperstein?
No. I don't think it's David Saperstein, not in Elkridge. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You used to work with Chuck?
Yeah, but every time I hear him on there, I just mean to call and say, hey, we worked at Baltimore City Transit and Traffic. It was my brother Fred and I, David Mark. He used to call us the Marx Brothers.
You remember that, Chuck?
I do.
Thursday was Mark. You remember us, Chuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Been a long time ago now, 1966, 67 in there.
Yeah, he used to do the traffic reports with Mike Greger.
Yeah.
And I think Mickey Finn, I think, used to do them. And
John Murphy, John Lutz.
Dave, let me ask you this. Was he as annoying then as he is now?
No, he was funny. Same old cracking the same old jokes.
Same old jokes.
Good. And maybe, you know, relate to Charlie Kirk. You know, it's like, you know, back in those days, none of this crap came into the conversation. If it was something, it would be a joke. We'd make a joke about it, but that would be it, you know. It was just good. We just all got along. I mean, I don't even remember talking like politics, right, like one way or the other. But yeah, it was just a great time. And I always tell, I ended up spending 35 years with Baltimore City. I know Chuck had left, but we got so many things done. It was a great place to work in those days, and it was just such thing. And Chuck and that group of guys, they were characters. We come. I think he was an investigator. There was a group of guys that did the signal technicians and all that. And I know Chuck knows all of them, but they were just a great, sure, just a great, yeah, group of, yeah, people.
That was a good time. Yeah. That was a good time.
Well, Dave, thanks, yeah, so much for listening and, yeah, calling in and for reinforcing for our listeners that he's, yes, been telling the same jokes now for, however.
Nice. Don't believe that. That's a part he doesn't know. He can't remember. But I will say, I left transit and traffic and became a huge radio star, so I did okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They were all the stars.
Yeah. And Dave, were you listening earlier this morning? Yeah, Dave, were you listening earlier this morning? Because Chuck got off a great joke on President Ford that, I mean, I think that is very current. It's one of the same old jokes I've been telling for years, though, come to think of it. He also applied it to President Pickering and President Washington, something about crossing the Delaware, throwing a penny toward a cherry tree or something. I got lost in the weeds there.
And you're going to stay there as far as I'm concerned.
Dave, we got to run. Melissa, thanks for the call on the memories. I'm sure Chuck loves it as well.
Yeah, talk radio.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's great.
Good stuff. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Showers linger today. Move on by later this afternoon. Right now it is 64 and cloudy in Ellicott City. Let's go with Aaron in Hartford County.
Hey, morning, fellas. Had a nice conversation with Kristen, trying to kind of go through a few things, and obviously heavy heart this morning. Shocked, saddened, but not surprised. Certainly the violent, vitriolic rhetoric from the terroristic left has been something that has been around for decades. Just popped in my mind that I didn't discuss with her that the Tim Pool roundtable last night basically pointed out to the fact that power does come at the end of the gun, per Stalin. So it's unfortunate, but the greater point that I want to make is, and I'm not trying to lay blame at anybody's feet, but I do expect righteous retribution from our side in a nonviolent way. And what I explained off air is that I fully would like to see the Justice Department, Kash Patel, I am calling on you, the FCC commissioner, I'm calling on you. I want to see lawfare waged in a righteous way. To a certain extent, whether it's legal in the courts or not doesn't necessarily matter. I want to see Act Blue investigated, and I want to see the money networks disassembled. I would like to see an overt attempt at the MSNBCs and the mainstream alphabet soups to put them on notice that the business models that they engage in are not moral, and that we're going to bleed them of time and money. Yes, I said bleed them of time and money, not of physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you got to do something to respond to this, Aaron. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. We're running short on time here, but let's wait and see what President Trump proposes.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you, as I, are worried about maintaining your health, getting through the fall and into the winter with everything working as it's supposed to work. Well, living heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. And for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness right now. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Just call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483. Rescue LDL XQ10, you have it added for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Coming up next, we remember 9/11.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a day to remember the almost 3,000 innocent people who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That story in a moment, but first...
Charlie Kirk has been an inspiration to not only us, but our generation.
One of the many people at one of the many vigils mourning the assassination of conservative champion Charlie Kirk.
Kirk was shot while speaking at a debate hosted by his nonprofit political organization, Turning Point USA. At a news conference, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the shooting was targeted.
This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Cox said authorities are actively looking for anyone and everyone who has any information related to the shooting. Authorities also shared that the shooter wore dark clothing and fired from a roof on campus some distance away. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Salem radio talk host was 31 years old. He won countless young people to the conservative cause through dialogue and intelligent, spirited debate. Instead of going the college route, he founded Turning Point USA when he was just 18. Charlie Kirk leaves behind a wife and two young children. Later today, the White House will commemorate the 24th anniversary of one of America's darkest days.
President Trump will participate in a 9/11 observance at the Pentagon, while Vice President Vance will mark the day at Ground Zero in New York City. The White House says the president will then travel to New York and will attend an evening Yankees game in the Bronx.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Denver suburb of Evergreen, scene of a school shooting, the gunfire at Evergreen High School, wounded two students yesterday midday. The gunman took his own life. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 80 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of things are cleared now. The interloop ramp to northbound 83 looks like it's back to two lanes once again. So that will help the flow coming over from the JFX and also will help the JFX northbound, which was backed up at Ruxton Road. It also looks like they've cleared now the wreck on 95 north of 216 near the rest area in Howard County. That pace is also getting a little better now. That will help out that traffic north of the Capitol Beltway. In the meantime, if you're coming through Columbia, there's a wreck at Columbia Gateway Drive and the ramp at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not a spectacular day outside by any means. Right now you're taking a look at about 64 degrees in Middle River, Bel Air, also 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore police trying to determine the location of a shooting that injured a 15-year-old boy. The victim turned up at a hospital around 1 a.m. Tuesday with life-threatening gunshot wounds, but police do not know where the shooting happened or who's responsible. Anyone with information in the case is asked to please call Southern District Detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland's governor reacting to Wednesday's shooting death of Charlie Kirk during an event at Utah Valley University. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland, the country, and the world saw yet another act of heinous political violence on American soil, and he is sending prayers to Kirk's family and loved ones. The president of the Towson University chapter of Turning Point USA has issued a statement following the killing of the organization's CEO and co-founder. Brendan Hegberg says he is devastated to hear about Mr. Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University, and his thoughts and prayers go out to Charlie's family and all those close to him. Hegberg says Kirk died a warrior of the Constitution, someone who never backed down from a debate, and someone who honored every element of what it meant to be an American. Andy Harris has also passed along his condolences. Andy Harris says he is lifting up Charlie Kirk, his wife, his children, and all those impacted by the horrific shooting in his prayers. And also one Democrat in the state has now voiced her concern as well. Maryland's 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney says she was deeply saddened to hear about the shooting of Charlie Kirk. In a statement, McLean Delaney says the increasing intolerance, rage, and politically motivated violence must end. end. It's 8:05 on WCBN. Pick 3 Lottery, 517. Pick 4, 2913. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart. Apply code TOGETHER at checkout and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You can speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Speaking of comfort, how much of that did Tyler Wells give you last night? The big right-hander with a stellar performance in last night's 2-1 win over Pittsburgh.
6 2/3 for Tyler Wells tonight, allowed just one hit. Tony Mancelino will come get the baseball after two long at-bats in the seventh. And a look up at his right-hander and brought in for a job well done. The Camden Yards crowd will oblige.
They did indeed. Kevin Brown with the call. Birds fans with the standing O. And then here is Wells after the game on how that felt.
I mean, this is my favorite part about Baltimore. You know, it's like whenever the fans rally together around, you know, not just, you know, a singular guy, but, you know, the team and, you know, being able to show their support for the guys the way that they've shown support for us and even me tonight. I mean.
Meanwhile, the Ravens and the Browns get set for Sunday's encounter at 1 p.m. at M&T Bank Stadium. It is the 30th anniversary celebration for Baltimore, much to the chagrin of Cleveland, but the Ravens are a 10.5-point favorite in that game. Finally, the assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday in Utah, sparking action and comments all along the sports world. The Yankees last night offering a moment of silence for Kirk before their game against the Tigers. Former Yankee and Severna Park native Mark Teixeira posting on X, and Giants quarterback Jackson Dart as well. Locally, Lamar posting on X, quote, "Celebrating the death of someone you don't share the same beliefs is wild. Seeing it play out in real time is disgusting." And then let's not forget this from Charlie Kirk on Lamar just last month.
Lamar Jackson decided to retweet or repost my post on X where I said it's all about Jesus. Lamar Jackson reposts it. And right on cue, the left loses their mind. Front page of FoxNews.com. Ravens Lamar Jackson sparks outrage after reposting Charlie Kirk's Christian message.
How on point. Coming up in 30 minutes, remembering 9/11 and sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's local artist Debbie Bernarczyk, who years ago penned this song, Who Will Remember Them, about the 9/11 attacks. It was later covered by another full group, but she did the original and contacted us. And on this day, 24 years ago, we do remember. You know, that beautiful, it was called just a clear blue sky on that Tuesday morning. I was on the air at the time with my other partner, Frank Luber, when the first plane struck at 8:46. And we all remember what happened throughout the course of that day.
We have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
So the building started to buckle.
The first World Trade Tower collapsed.
We now see the collapse of the second building.
Some say this country is just out looking for a fight. After 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten?
I was on the phone with Vice President Cheney. He had informed me about the Pentagon being attacked.
Those who make war against the United States have chosen their own destruction.
Have you forgotten?
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
So, Bruce, as we remember this day, one of the things I remember is how we came together as a country.
Yeah.
And I remember Republicans and Democrats, independents, you name it, all getting together on the steps of Capitol Hill, singing in one voice, God Bless America. And it was an amazing moment. I mean, we all...
How did we get from there to here? Sean?
Yeah. How did we get from there to here? Because it was shortly there. It was about 30 days, maybe, until October, until we announced we were going into Afghanistan. Then the Bush derangement syndrome began. And we saw that the left, everything that he did, Dick Cheney did, to try to keep this country, and I'm not a huge Bush-Cheney fan,
right.
But everything they did to try to protect this country was ridiculed. And it has been since that time that we, and the Bush election, I think, first, and then, of course, we had that little moment where we did come together. But we have not been together as a country for 24 years, and I'm afraid we haven't bottomed out just yet.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, thoughts on that coming up. 8:13 right now, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup towards Annapolis, it's the normal delay, I-97 southbound. It's really just south of Benfield down through Route 32, and then it starts to get better and eventually empties out into the ramp at Route 50, and all the lanes are open. Don't see any problems right now at the Severn River Bridge. A little fog in that area developing, but not at ground level, and looks like right here at Sandy Point, all the lanes are open to and from the area at the Bay Bridge. The inner loop is still hurting. We had that ramp accident on the inner loop to northbound 83. Had us down to one lane for a while. We're still backed up from there all the way back beyond the ramps at Reisterstown Road back towards 795. So that's still grinding its way through there. The traffic going onto the ramp now is back to two lanes once again. But it's going to take a little while to sort all of that out. Northbound JFX is still slow from Ruxton Road trying to get onto the Beltway on the inner loop and then over towards 83. The southbound side of the expressway is slowing from Ruxton Road, but that's the normal stuff. 25 to 30 minute delays still in play at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, lingering showers this morning, clearing out later this afternoon, partly sunny, and in the low 80s, it'll be nice and warmer, up to the mid-80s by Sunday. Right now, it is 67, partly cloudy in Ocean City, some light rain, 66 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to find out exactly which loon has lost it, and there, of course, is a long list. But this one is kind of special, because it's not exactly from the loon, it's more like an observation of the state of the Democrat Party as time goes by. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Charlie Sheen with some observations about his interactions with Bill Clinton.
As we're moving away from the stage, Alan hears him whisper to one of his aides, tell me what you can about the brunette. And the brunette was my girlfriend. And so we had a laugh about it, and her name's Dolly, and we told her about it in the bar later on, and she was really flattered, and it was just one of those things. And then later on, the whole thing happens, you know. It was like, okay, hold on, man. We were ringside.
They were ringside for actually what happened with Monica Lewinsky, with the trailer trash, with all of it. Bill Clinton was a horn dog then. I suspect he continues to be a horn dog now. Why didn't somebody let us know before he got into the presidency? Well, because the swamp media was in favor of Bill Clinton and didn't like the Republicans all that much. Charlie Sheen, thanks for stopping in, filling us in on the slime ball, Clinton. Right, now get out of here, man. Winning, winning.
817, your thoughts? You said you had some thoughts on the fact that we have not been together for 24 years. It seems like we're drifting further and further apart, more polarization, more demonizing rhetoric, more hateful speech directed. When you keep calling the president Hitler, Charlie Kirk a Nazi, and I'm sure there's some name calling on our side as well, but we're nowhere close to being a unified country.
There's this term called entropy, which means if you don't do anything to something that exists, it will slowly dissolve. It'll slowly, you know, entropy will eventually scatter to the winds. It applies in science. It also applies in human behavior. We've done nothing about this poisonous rhetoric for a quarter of a century since 9/11. And entropy has set in. It is now destroying and may have destroyed large parts of civil society in this country.
Let me go back to the history of the United States. There's been poisonous rhetoric going back to our founding fathers.
Yeah, but we always managed to pull back.
We did.
And what I wonder is if we've gone too far this time.
Well, is it a lot of it has to do, I think, although some are rediscovering their roots in religion and in faith. Charlie Kirk was a mighty Christian soldier. I mean, he was a man of great faith. Faith and courage, and that's how you want to be remembered.
Constitution is meant for a religious and moral people.
Right, and
some
and
wise
guys
said that.
And
once.
I think we do have. There's a lack of morality overall, a lack of American values, as President Trump referenced last night in his speech about Charlie Kirk, where it is. There used to be, and remember, we talked about this before. You could have family. Different political ideologies within a family, and actually, you know, agree to disagree.
Yeah, once upon a time.
But now we have people that are estranged, that have broken off relationships, friendships. I was hearing somebody, Carolina Sunshine was on overnight on Fox, and she was talking about how there are a large percentage of young liberal women who will refuse to date a guy because they voted for Trump.
Yeah, just
refuse. They may like the guy, they may agree on 99 out of 100 things, but because he voted for Trump, they will refuse to date them, or they dump them. Whatever. And this is very sad. This was
that indicates to me, that's where we've gone.
Yeah.
Instead of being able to bind us together, which is what happened historically in the past, Lincoln's speech in Gettysburg is a great example of that, to be able to begin to bind the wounds together and bring the nation together again, we've not had that moment. And I do wonder if it's beyond our ability to have that kind of moment again. Because the rhetoric has been so pervasive and so poisonous for a full generation and a half now.
Well, somehow we've got to find our moral compass. Somehow, and hopefully the president will lead on this, and I think he will, on how we as a nation can try to get back to that moment that we were 24 years ago. We're not going to agree on everything, on politics and so on and so forth, but we have to stop hating each other.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic.
Yeah, I understand, with good reason. But if we don't, then obviously we've been through one civil war, and we saw what that led to. We certainly don't.
We don't want
to do that ever again.
We've also seen great empires dissolve from within, and this is the kind of crap you see. This is what you saw in Rome. It's what you see inside every great empire that eventually crumbles. They crumble from within.
Look at the UK.
Yes.
The UK is now, it's gone. It's shot.
Yeah, you have people climbing up telephone poles in the UK, tearing down the British flag. Because there's a battle between the people who like British history. They've brought this world a whole lot, in addition to, you know, bringing tea from India, blah, blah, blah. But they brought us the Magna Carta. They brought us the foundational elements of British common law that we've applied in this country. And what's happened there in that country?
I see the same thing beginning to happen in New York City. We'll talk about that in just a second. It's 8:21, and joining us now, Reverse Mortgage Answers, Mark McVeary is on the line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Sean?
We're doing fine. I know we normally talk about the reverse mortgage, but I know you have some thoughts today you'd like to share about Charlie Kirk.
You made a good point a couple seconds ago about, you said you saw something about, you know, kids not dating because of political, you know, affiliation and so forth. And my daughter was talking about that the other day, actually. She was saying, you know, she has some friends that are single and, you know, hey, let's try to match these guys up. And she was like, nah, they probably won't do him because he voted for Trump. I was like, that's insane. You know, it's insane just thinking like people think like that. But anyway,
I lie the same thing. In my family, I have she's beautiful. She's sweet. She's the sweetest girl that you could ever imagine. And, you know, she's still single. She's about 30. And I said, what's going on with, you know, she goes, well, it's hard finding guys. And I said, why? And she goes, well, first off, I won't date anybody that voted for Trump. I said, well, there's your answer.
Yes, but that's half the male population, roughly, you know, or slightly more than half.
Yes. I mean, just hearing that. But anyways, you know, obviously, I didn't want to talk about reverse mortgage today. I just, you know, I wanted to acknowledge the loss of Charlie Kirk. I mean, you know, actually, over the past, like, 3 or 4 months, I've been seeing more and more clips of him. And, you know, he was a natural. I mean, he just had a way of, I would start watching one clip, and I'd find, like, 20 minutes later, I'm still watching it. So, I mean, he just had a great way of drawing you in. And
yeah, and I would like to see somehow we keep his memory alive with, if we can, with a Charlie Kirk series of lectures or debates on college campuses, and not let this moment, you know, get away from us. Because I think it's important to debate civilly with both sides so we can learn from each other.
Exactly, and that's, and like you said, you mentioned it before, it's like, you know, just because we disagree doesn't mean we can't have a conversation, but it just seems like it's always just like, you know, it's either my way or the highway, he started such a great movement, it does have to continue, because he was dynamic. I mean, he really did a good job, and he brought it out there, and you know, things he said were true.
Yeah. Well, line, that's but, right. He was a fact missile. Mark, thanks so much. Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers, 410-788-7070 is the number. 410-788-7070. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
8:23 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-97 northbound, apparently at Dorsey Road, right in that area. Looking at the camera, Route 100, and it's beginning to slow there on the northbound side. The initial report says blocking the right lane. JFX and the Beltway still hurting, but the wreck is gone, trying to get better. The inner loop ramp to northbound 83 is back to two lanes once again. We can see the pace has picked up, but there's so much traffic there that it backed up the Beltway all the way back to and beyond 795. The JFX got caught up in it. The northbound side was slow, beginning at Ruxton Road, trying to get onto the Beltway, and that is still trying to clear because the merge is very tight on the northbound side. Both the tunnels, yep, they're still backed up, and they're still backed up to around Moravia Road, both on 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday on this 9/11. Showers linger this morning, clearing out by later this afternoon, and we'll be about 82 for the high. And then we warm up and get sunny skies for Friday into Sunday, 85 by Sunday. Right now it is 66, light rain in Middle River, 69 in Stevensville, and Kurt is in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I just want to say, Republicans don't need to change. The Democrats will change when hell freezes over. So that's not going to happen. And I just want to say also that the Democrat Party supports the same extreme Islamists that brought down 9/11 planes.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about that. And again, their partners in much of their rhetoric. And we see it with their anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic rhetoric, especially in Gaza, and they're siding with Hamas and the other monsters that have torn apart our country and theirs as well. Thanks so much for the call. It is the 24th anniversary of 9/11, and one of the stories that always has fascinated me is the first battle after 9/11 took place on this day, 24 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Above the skies of Pennsylvania. United Flight 93.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that Americans decided to fight back against radical Islam.
Christian Adams.
Lorraine Bay.
Todd Beamer.
Alan Bevan.
Mark Bingham.
Deora Bodley.
Remember their names. These are the passengers and crew of United Airlines Flight 93, an ordinary flight taking off from Newark, New Jersey, on an ordinary Tuesday morning, bound for San Francisco. Only, they never reached their destination.
Sandra Bradshaw.
Marion Britton.
Thomas E. Burnett, Jr.
William Cashman.
Georgine Corrigan.
Remember their names. Theirs was not the first bloodshed when America was hit with a sneak attack on September 11th. But because they were not the first to die, the people of Flight 93 became the first to be able to fight back.
Jason Dahl. Joseph DeLuca.
Patrick Driscoll.
Edward Felt.
Colleen Fraser. Remember their names. Even as they were being hijacked, they called their loved ones and the authorities to let them know what was going on. And when they learned the terrible fate of the other hijacked planes, the men and women of Flight 93 did what Americans have always done when making tough life or death decisions. They took a vote.
Andrew Garcia.
Jeremy Glick. Lauren Grancolas.
Wanda Green.
Donald F. Green.
Linda Gronland. Remember their names, for that may well have been the bravest exercise in democracy our nation has ever seen. The people of Flight 93 voted to take back their plane rather than let more innocent lives be lost.
Richard Guadagno.
Leroy Homer. Toshia Kuji.
Cece Lyles.
Waleska Martinez.
Nicole Miller. Remember their names. Armed only with their courage and resolve, the people of Flight 93 took a stand against terror. They made the ultimate sacrifice and paid the ultimate price.
Mark Rothenberg.
Christine Snyder. John Talignani.
Honor Wainio.
Deborah Welsh.
Remember their names. Flight 93 never made it to San Francisco, but it has flown to a permanent destination in our hearts. To the brave heroes of Flight 93, the first, but not the last, to stand up to terror, we salute you, and we will never forget your names.
One of those names you heard was Honor Wainio.
Mm-hmm.
Honor Elizabeth Wainio was born October 8, 1973, to Mary White and Ben Wainio, right here in Baltimore. She grew up in Catonsville, went to Catonsville High School. Active in many years, including orchestra, field hockey, school newspaper, etc. She was a Towson, proud Towson Tiger, diehard Baltimore Orioles fan. Liz Wainio was known for her infectious smile, active and love of life. Her motto was Carpe Diem. On that September day, she returned from a two-week trip to Europe, during which she attended a friend's wedding. On the morning of 9/11, she boarded United 93 at 9:53 a.m. during the hijacking. Liz called her stepmom, Esther Heyman, and said, "It makes me so sad. This is going to be so much harder on you than it is for me. They're getting ready to break into the cockpit. I have to go. I love you. Goodbye." Shortly afterwards, the passengers bravely stormed the cockpit, diverting the plane from its intended target, crashing in the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Liz Wainio, one of the passengers of United 93. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City will be hosting a vigil this morning to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The vigil will take place at 8 o'clock this morning, as taking place now, at the Baltimore World Trade Center on East Pratt Street. A memorial to the victims of 9/11 stands on that site to honor the heroism, commitment, and sacrifice of Maryland's victims, rescuers, first responders, and their families. 49-year-old man in critical condition after he was shot near a West Baltimore mosque. Victim was shot just after 3 p.m. the 500 block of Islamic Way. He was taken to the hospital. Police say a person of interest was taken into custody at the scene. Homicide detectives have been called to investigate the shooting due to the severity of the victim's injuries. Bolivar police are trying to determine the location of a shooting that occurred, injured a 15-year-old boy. Victim turned up at a hospital around 1 o'clock Tuesday. That's Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. A life-threatening gunshot wounds. Police do not know where the shooting happened or who is responsible. Anyone with information in the case asked the police call Southern District Detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland's governor reacting to yesterday's shooting death of Charlie Kirk during an event at Utah Valley University. Governor Moore says Maryland, the country, and the world saw yet another act of heinous political violence on American soil, and he is sending prayers to Kirk's family and his loved ones. The president of the Towson University chapter of Turning Point USA has issued a statement as well following the killing of Charlie Kirk. Brendan Hegberg says he is devastated to hear about Mr. Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University, and his thoughts and prayers go out to Charlie's family and all those close to him. It's 8:32 on WCBM Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
8:33 right now. Pick 3 lottery, 517. Pick 4, 2913. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, inner loop right underneath the bridge at Bel Air Road. This guy hit the guardrail, spun around, and he's facing the wrong way in the right lane. There might be another vehicle involved a little bit further down. Fire department just pulled up. They're now blocking the right side of the roadway, so we're getting two lanes by. If you're going east of Hartford Road, when you get to Putty Hill, you're going to have to get over to the center and the left-hand lane. A lot of people walking around right now at the accident scene. The inner loop is still hurting from the earlier accident at the ramp at I-83, delays on the Beltway, the north end of the JFX is still slow. And in the meantime, our delays continue. We're open with all the lanes, but we've been really slow today with the rain and the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Oh, by the way, don't forget the wreck. Northbound I-97 coming up to the ramp at Dorsey Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Maybe a little bit wet as you step outside on your Thursday morning. Showers passing through early, but moving on as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun and temps warmer, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Pirates this afternoon at 105 with Baltimore going for the sweep after last night's 2-1 extra inning win, a game that saw Jackson Holliday drive in the tying run in the eighth and Dylan Beavers knocking down the game winner in the ninth. So think about this, the 21-year-old two-year vet and the 24-year-old rookie leading the way, allowing the 31-year-old Tyler Wells to enjoy the festivities.
Walkouts are always fun. I think my favorite part is whenever I'm out there and I'm able to just soak people with water. I think that's the fun part.
It's got to be the fun part. And again, 105 this afternoon will be at Camden Yards. Ravens hoping Nnamdi Madubuike gets back at practice after missing yesterday with a tweaked ankle. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh says, don't sleep on the Browns defense, by the way. They're not too shabby.
They've got good players. And Jim Schwartz does a great job. And it's a downhill. And the best word I can use is a smothering type of a mindset, you know. And you got to find a way to, you know, get to crack the smother open. You know?
Crack the smother open, indeed. Again, the Ravens a 10.5-point favorite in that game. Happy birthday today to the greatest safety in NFL history. And in case you're having trouble identifying who that is, well, let's give you a little bit of a hint on that one.
Cobb still has it. Throws into the end zone. It's intercepted by Ed Reed. He gets
gets away from Cobb, and he is still going down the sideline. Brent Celek trying to cut him off. Reed needs one more block. He goes all the way. Touchdown.
That was back in 2008. The inimitable Ed Reed for Baltimore, a Hall of Fame safety, 107 yards against the Eagles, breaking his own record of 106 against the Browns, no less, back in 2004. Also, the dynamic Zay Flowers, 25 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday to two Hall of Fame coaches today. Paul Bear Bryant, born on this day in 1913, and the stoic Tom Landry, born on this day in 1924. And finally, on the 24th anniversary of 9/11, we remember how the sports world responded. All sports canceled for nearly a week, and when play resumed, rituals like the singing of the national anthem and symbolic gestures by athletes providing comfort and a path forward toward healing. Iconic moments such as President Bush's first pitch at the World Series, and who can ever forget the first home run hit after 9/11 in, of all places, New York.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run!
What a moment for the country in terms of sports. All right, let's get to this real quick. Let's do the Friday football pick'em today, because tonight the Commanders / Redskins play the Packers in Green Bay.
Right.
So we'll take that. Sean?
I think the Redskins didn't play all that well last week, and they're still able to defeat the Giants. I think they put it together tonight and upset the Pack.
Mm, got that?
Pack.
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 I'm going Pack, too. Road teams on Thursday night. Tough.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:37, joining us once again, and we'll be with Mackenzie Frost in just a moment, but first, this word.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Time once again for us to go in-depth with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good, fine. The governor has relaunched. Now he's announced he's going to run for a second term. Promises he's going to do a full term if reelected. But so what was the need to go to all these national television shows and to George Clooney's Lake Como Villa? Man, that certainly doesn't have anything to do with the state, does it?
Yeah, there are still a lot of speculations and rumors, about his 2028 run, possibility of running. He says he's not doing it, and he says he says that he has never said that he was interested, and he's honored the people are putting him in that conversation, but he also hasn't said that he won't think about it in the future. So I think, we have to I think he's choosing his words carefully here. So, he says he's committed and will run for a second term, and I believe that he will run for a second term. Obviously, that's what he's doing right now. We'll see what happens after that.
Mackenzie, it's a habit for politicians to say, yes, I'm going to run for this office, and I'll keep this office for the full term, blah, 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 and then 2 years in decide they want to do something else. Is there the prospect that that might happen in this case?
I think that anything is possible. I've talked to several political experts who say, it's always a good idea for any politician to leave the door open for anything, and I think that we're seeing that happen. Is it possible for him to win re-election and still run for president? Yeah, it is. I mean, the timing of it would kind of line up well for him to do that. Do we know for sure if that's what he's going to do? No, we don't know for sure. He says that he is committed to the state, and that's what that's what he says right now. I think that's the message that he is telling people, obviously, for his reelection effort. But, you know, actions and what he's doing and going on national television and visiting some early primary states. I mean, all indications perhaps point to something else.
McKenzie, you had a chance to catch up with the governor this week, and you asked him a question about fiscal discipline, and it was a rather interesting response, and I don't know if it comports with reality. You know, he seems to think that he keeps talking about the middle class tax cut, but meanwhile, the imposing the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, much of which is going to affect the middle class. He says he inherited a structural deficit when he actually inherited a $5 billion surplus and then turned it into a structural deficit. So, I mean, are you frustrated with not being able to get any straight answers from the governor?
Listen, I've been covering politicians for almost 10 years. It is what it is. I can't say that I'm frustrated with it. If I was frustrated with it, I would probably say that I'm in the wrong line of work.
Right. Well, you have that bulldog effect, so you just keep plowing right ahead. You know, it just seems to me there's a disconnect here, and I understand that he's got a story to tell, but not necessarily the real story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's very disciplined with his messaging. You have to say that, and that is very true. He's very disciplined. He says what he's going to say. You know what he's going to say. The message is clear for his reelection effort that he believes, and this is the message that he's going to go out and tell people that. He brought fiscal discipline to Annapolis. He's the reason that the state, he has cut what he calls out-of-control spending, which is interesting to kind of turn around the spending and point to a Republican governor when Democrats have been in control of the General Assembly for many years and say that they were the ones doing out-of-control spending. You know, it's an interesting platform, and that's the message that the governor's team and his reelection effort has seemed to land on, and that is apparently the one that they're going to kind of push out. And, you know, if he says it enough, people will probably believe it, but I also know that a lot of people that I've talked to say, what tax cut? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, they go to register their cars. They know the reality. They see it every day. Of the financial reality that they're living with. So it'll be an interesting kind of, you know, words versus reality type of situation on the campaign trail.
Right. And then there was that performative crime walk, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
I love that word.
More with Mackenzie Frost coming up in just a second as she goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Mr. Performative himself. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Inner loop of the Beltway under Bel Air Road. The wreck is there. Vehicles facing the wrong way in the right lane. So they're still working on that. And in the meantime, we'll have a delay coming over from Hartford Road from Perrin Parkway. Two lanes are getting by to the left. The rest of the Beltway still carrying the heavy traffic, still hurting a little bit from the earlier problems on the inner loop of the ramp to northbound 83. There's a late wreck on Route 29 southbound heading towards Columbia. It's after the ramp at Route 100. The right tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel has been slow. I thought maybe there might be something at Key Highway and McComas Street because that exit ramp, the Key Highway, is backed up, and that in turn is keeping the right tube slow at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So in the meantime, you'll still have that delay on 95. The backup on 895 moved down just a bit right now near the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Showers are going to linger this morning, but then they're going to move out by later this afternoon, and partly sunny. Temperatures later today in the low 80s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer. Temperatures are going to shoot back up into the mid 80s by later on Sunday. Right now, cloudy 67 in Middle River, and it's 68 downtown Baltimore. And it's coming up on 8:46, and this is the exact moment that American Airlines flight number 11, taking off from Boston Logan Airport, struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. This was the first attack was on the North Tower at exactly 8:46, and then at 9:03 this morning, 24 years ago, the second airplane hit the South Tower, and we then knew it was an intentional terrorist attack. on the United States of America. So we pause to remember the lost souls of 9/11 24 years ago.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're with Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45. Mackenzie, probably an oddball question for you. When you're going through journalism school, you're looking at broadcast journalists. Who did you admire most?
Oh, my gosh.
And who do you model yourself after?
Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, Peter Jennings.
I would have thought, it's interesting, I would have thought Mike Wallace. Because the political aspect of it, because, they say a good political reporter is like a bulldog with a sock. I mean, you get a hold of that and you're not going to let go. And I see that same determination in the questions you ask a politician. And you see, that leads to my question to you. When you have the governor say, I inherited the deficit, when you inherited a surplus. When you ask that question of him, as I'm sure you're inclined to ask if you've not had the opportunity to, what do you do when he lies to you straight-faced?
My approach is always like a multi... I try to do it in a different... It depends on the setting, but I try and do multiple questions. And so if it's like a one-on-one setting, I'll try and do a series of questions where we can kind of walk down the road. And so we can kind of piece by piece, kind of peel it back and do it that way. In a gaggle, it's a little difficult because, you only usually get one opportunity. And in that, in this specific situation, I didn't even have an opportunity for a follow-up question, which that would have been my follow-up question. So it's kind of tough. I know in that situation, I'm going to have to just write to it in my story and kind of explain the backstory and what he said and kind of go through the history of the previous, the previous details of everything. So I can kind of explain it to the audience in the story itself. So I'm not as worried about it, knowing that I can explain everything in the actual piece.
The second topic you're covering tonight has to do with the 911 diversion and crisis response. For our listeners, that is, it gives folks, if it's a behavioral issue, to bypass the police and, I guess, call mental health experts to the scene, what have you. But there's been some issues with it, right, Mackenzie?
Yeah, this is actually really interesting. So the city council in Baltimore had a hearing a couple of weeks ago kind of looking at the problems, and there has been a breakdown between the diversion aspect of, when someone calls, they're having a behavioral health crisis, the 911 call center is supposed to be the one to divert the calls to either police or the mental health experts. And there's a breakdown of whether those calls are being diverted properly. And so the city council is taking a look at why that's happening, two, kind of where the money from the opioid restitution fund could be spent to really overhaul and make a bigger difference. And, there was the in-custody death situation in Baltimore where there was the CAD failure where the police called for the ambulance and it never came because the call never made it to the emergency services. And so there's an issue of should we spend the money to overhaul that system so that never happens again? So we're exploring kind of that. And it's a really interesting conversation that I had with the city council president, Zeke Cohen, kind of about how the city spends money, whether they need to be spending as much money as they do, giving all of this to nonprofits. As we know, that has been a major problem in the city. We explore that. I asked him if the city should change how that whole process works. So it's interesting, and I really hope that people tune in because it's different for us, but it's very eye-opening.
Very good. Tonight, Fox 45 In-Depth at 5 o'clock with Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Take care. Take 50. Time for our Feel Good News segment this morning.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Boy, we could use some good news here morning, Three construction workers in Iowa used a trampoline to save a child from a house fire. He was trapped on the top floor, needed something to land on. They also saved two other people Everyone survived the fire. Here's one of the construction workers, John Lewis, talking about the unusual rescue with a trampoline.
When you hear a child in harm's way, you know, yeah, you'll do what you got to do. So I grabbed a trampoline, and me and another friend took and scooted it over to the window, and it was black and with the flames and smoke. And we coached him down to get him to jump. So he jumped out of the window onto the trampoline. And once he hit the trampoline, I caught him and got him away from the building. And we knew everyone was out at that point.
Yeah, what a great story. And lives saved once again by first responders. Our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
8:53 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And so the wrecker is there now on the interloop accident under Bel Air Road, so they're just now getting the vehicle. They have to completely turn them around to get them hooked up and move them out of there. So we're still down to two lanes. We're backed up, not quite back to Perrin Parkway, but almost. So it's slow from there all the way over towards Bel Air Road. When you get to the bridge at Putty Hill, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Inner loop through Pikesville, still slow from earlier problems. The outer loop west side, still pretty busy yet from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX should be better now for the traffic coming north, but had been slow coming up through the ramps towards Ruxton Road. So that traffic northbound right at Ruxton Road, and yeah, still backed up. Try to get on to the Beltway from the northbound side of the expressway. If you're coming up from Northern Parkway, very slow from Ruxton Road, and it will be slow till you enter the ramp onto the Beltway headed east over towards 83. Both the tunnels will still have late backing on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, showers lingering, hanging around this morning, but it's going to get out of here by this afternoon. Partly sunny with highs about 82. Right now we're cloudy, 67 in Severn and 67 in Middle River. Kim's with us in studio to see what's coming up on Kim Klasick Live. It is a tough day for conservatives, for MAGA warriors, for talk hosts all across the country.
Yeah.
Kim, you had spent a tremendous amount of time down in D.C. Visiting with a number of the political movers and shakers. Did you have the opportunity to meet Charlie Kirk?
Yes, on many occasions. Charlie Kirk is the reason that I spoke at the RNC convention in 2020. And, of course, I'll talk about that on the show. But I did not have that spot 24 hours beforehand. They had already put their list together. The video went viral. And apparently he was on Air Force One with President Trump at the time and said, she's got to speak. And so they made the call. Ronald McDaniel, believe it or not, pushed back, did not want me to speak. And Charlie and Trump made the final call. And it was like a whirlwind. Within a few hours, the speech was written for me. And I was given that speech in West Baltimore where it was taped. And it was up and going. And so I think Charlie Kirk, obviously a generational leader, obviously, you know, someone we thought would be, obviously, for me, in the Oval Office one day.
Mm-hmm.
Just extremely bright. I think people talk about, you know, how he's able to debate so well. And, you know, he talks a lot about the Bible, the Constitution. He's just, I only imagine his IQ is off the charts.
Yeah.
And so to take that away, I was talking to some friends last night. It's like, well, who even carries the torch at Turning Point? We were trying to put our heads together on that one and could not figure out who could step up in that role and lead it the way Charlie has.
Well, I think you don't replace a Charlie Kirk, but you pick up the torch and carry it for him.
Yeah.
Like we did for, you know, with Reagan and with Rush and with Andy Breitbart.
Right.
And the rest. So there will be somebody, but we don't know who that is as of yet.
He was the co-founder. Who was the other individual who founded Turning Point? I don't know.
I think it's somebody more in the background.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's like one of the top donors, I believe.
Yeah, because he did rely a lot on top donors and donations.
Oh, yeah, that's how he had those great speakers that came to his events. I mean, just somebody that has started this movement at 17 years old.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
He's only 31.
Only 31.
Yeah. Two kids and a wife.
Yeah. So, of course, I was sitting here yesterday planning to talk about 9/11, which we'll still discuss, of course. But a lot of the show will be dedicated to Charlie Kirk.
I want to play one thing for you here. This is Charlie on a podcast on how he would like to be remembered.
How do you want to be remembered? If I die? Everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage, for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith in my life.
Yeah. Faith and courage.
Yeah. Which he will.
Yeah.
He will for sure. So we'll definitely talk about all that more coming up with Kim Clayton Live.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Kim Clayton Live coming up next. By the way, this tweet, sort of prescient on the part of Charlie several weeks ago. He wrote, assassination culture is spreading on the left. 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 45% said the same about Donald Trump. And California activists are naming ballot measures after Luigi Mangione. The left is being whipped up into a violent frenzy. Any setback, whether losing an election or losing a court case, justifies a maximally violent response.
Yeah, that's the culture in which we are currently swamped. You know, I mean, it's so discouraging for me.
I know.
To see this.
All right, Rescue Natural Supplements want me to remind you that, again, they've got a great combo pack for you right now. They've got the any omega-3, these are the essential fatty acids, and you can then get a free bottle of Rescue LD Elux Q10. That's the red yeast rice, statin-like properties and effects without the statin-like side effects. That's most important. And in order to get that, you use the coupon code TOGETHER. Together is your coupon code. Buy one bottle of any omega-3 supplement, get a free bottle of the LDLX Q10 at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online and do it at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Use the coupon code TOGETHER. Back tomorrow, Bill O'Reilly joins us. His new book, Confronting Evil. Talk about the timing of this book. Bill O'Reilly with us tomorrow. Until then, God bless our troops, God bless America, and God bless Charlie Kirk.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.